Blog Talk Radio.
Through the years, I keep on joining. Lord, I'm toiling through the storm and rain. Oh, I'm patiently waiting and watching for the Savior come again.
How y'all doing out there? That's Gate Swing Open. That's a beautiful song, and it's a if anybody can remember, if you're around when I, if you come to my home, go and play that for me right there. That's my song, man. I might wake up and clap in church. But now this past week, we sent one of our brothers, gave our brother his final ride. Chris Jones, aka Candy Crusher, had a nice sending away, man. The church was overflowing. Bunch of the racer guys showed up and showed out for him. And we just want to thank everybody out there that sent the prayers and their well wishes for him and his family. And we want to thank y'all because, like I said, this is a small family, but it's a big family. And this past weekend with the burial of Chris Jones, it was proven. The church was overflowing. Great send-off. God be with him and God. So with that being said, the moon and the sun must be touching together. So Brother D is not on here. I don't know what happened to him. Brother Ernie, he's still caring for his wife. His wife is not doing good, and he wants to be on here. You know how hard it is. He wants to be on here, but I won't let him come on here because I don't think this is the time for him to be on here or the time for the or the place for him to be on here. He needs to take care of his wife and his family and get his mind in order. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist or nothing like that, but some people you know they're going to try to do stuff even though they can't do it. And I got to admit, I'm one of them, so y'all just overlook me. But like I said, if I'm sick in the hospital and all that, I'm going to tell you right now, don't come see me. I don't want to see you. I want to just leave me alone. If I'm on life support, if you got anything to do with it, go and take me out. I don't want to suffer. Let me go and get on out of here. But don't come see me if I'm resting, if I'm sick. I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably I ain't going to come see you in the hospital neither because I don't like to see people when they not doing that good. I like to remember them as I remember them as I met them. So with that being said, don't judge me too harshly. All right, guys. We finna go and start this thing off. What's got going on in it? Monday the 13th. Well, at least it ain't Friday the 13th. You know, this weekend coming up, we got the big one going down there. Mike Hill's clashing the Carolinas down there. And, Yeah. Weather permitting, we're going to have us a hell of a time down there. And like I said, we just going to do what we do. A lot, some bunch of locked-in races is locked in for this week. And that damn shootout for their points, man, that's going to be salt to be in the house. I know Frankie told me he might be and he might not be, but anyway, it's going to be what it is. And let me get on here and talk to my brother Mike here. He can tell you more about it. You know me, I'm just rumbling and mumbling because I was sentimental about my man, Big Chris Crusher, but a man, the hit man, Mike, the hit man here. Come on in there, Mike. What you got, brother?
What up, Willie? What's happening to everybody?
I can't call.
Everybody good?
I can't call. Okay, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Chilling, man. Yeah, man, we got, like I said, man, we got Clash in the Carolinas this weekend, Dawson Dragway, like I said, dog, weather permitting, but I'm telling y'all now, don't be, don't be looking for me to make no decision, no, I ain't shit. Somebody just inboxed me, dog, to my man, I said, man, today, Monday,
I swear, but
hey, man, we rolling forward, man. And it, you know, like I said, I looked on. It's crazy, man. I try not to even look, but people got me looking. And so, but I mean, you know,
before we get started, Mike. But see, people, you got to realize down south this time of the year, we have pop up showers almost every day, almost. And like I said, some of them heavy, some of them. But you know, we're looking at a percentage of rain. But y'all got to look at the time and the percentage of rain. The time it's supposed to come in, technically, you know, it ain't during the racing time. So if it's not, we're gonna dry that thing off, and we ain't got no curfew. We got to go to 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what we're gonna do. So like Mike said, unless it's a washout, we're gonna be racing this weekend. Unless it's a washout, don't get me wrong, we're not questioning God's will. We just saying, if it's our will, we're gonna try to provide a show for you. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, dog, like I said, it's way too early, and I don't see nothing threatening. I don't see nothing threatening to make nobody even be concerned about it now, unless you're looking for a way out anyway. But anyway, like I said, man, we got Clash in the Carolina this week, man. We got our third points race, you know, 484 small block booth points race. We got a lot of stars in this deal, man, that's, you know, talking about coming out this weekend. So, I mean, it like I said, everything, good Lord willing, man, that shootout within itself was going to be, it's going to be good, man, going to be actually real, real good. And then, like I said, man, we got the, starting Friday night, we got a $2,500 free entry, you know. I named it some Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
You know, but, you know, that's like anybody that on 28, as long as you're no time car, man, you can, they all race together for a free $2,500. And like I said, Saturday, we got the Extreme 28, $5,000 to win. It's free entry shootout, and all still all glass. I think it's $3,000 or $4,000 win. I can't remember. It's free entry, too.
No, it's $4,000 to the winner and $1,000 run up, $5,000 total.
Okay.
First. All still all glass. All right. Free entry.
So, you know. Like I said, man, it's over $20,000, you know, on Saturday, Friday, Saturday, you know, we giving out or paying out or whatever. But like I said, man, a lot of good calls coming, man, and a lot of good grudge races locked in, you know, and I'm sure as the week go, we'll get some more of them, you know. But I can't wait to get to Dawson, dog. We done had some good points races. We've been on some struggling surfaces a little bit. A couple of points races, you know, not saying bad. I said, you know, some struggle situation, but our dogs have been shaping, been looking good, and I'd like to see a good week of, you know, good couple of days of dry and see that track on point. I think you'll see a whole different.
That's why y'all get paid the big bucks, Mike. That's why you get the big bucks for a tuna. That's what you get
I just don't feel like these guys being able to shine like they normally would. At our at our first two points races, I mean, for whatever uncontrollable circumstance, whatever it was, you know, but I'd like to see them be able to get out there and turn them things loose this weekend like they normally would. Right. And I think it'll be stupid good.
Well, Mike, don't forget now. You know, you got something going on that Willie Dog hate. You know, Willie Dog hate this. Huh? What we got going on, Willie Dog hate, man. Come on, tell us what we got, man.
That Willie Dog hate.
Thursday night, Mike.
Thursday night private test. Oh, yeah. Dog don't like dog don't like nobody going there and take no risk of paying the cars up for the race. But, you know, man, that's part of it. You know what I'm saying? That's part of it, you know. Yeah. But I mean, shit.
No.
Can't control when this shit when it's going to happen.
Like I said, for all you guys that ain't been out, you know, and you want to test your car out, this would be the perfect time to do it. Like Mike was saying, Darlington has been had a stellar circuit. They done found out something now, and they done learned how to do what they need to do. And then, like I said, if you just need to go out there and check your car out, Thursday night would be a good time to do it. You know, it don't show no rain for Thursday night, and it shows, and the track should be on kill. Track should be on kill, starting from whenever you want to, and they're gonna run all the way up to midnight. And if push comes to a shell, we'll run long as we need to run. Put it that way. And it's gonna be 250
right,
yep. Car. It's gonna be 250 a car. It's gonna be 250 a car.
Yeah, we don't have no. Like I said, dog, so we ain't got no curfew. Like I said, we ain't gonna try to be there all night. But you know, we can get this stuff done and in a timely fashion and get it going, man. I love to get this 30 points race in. I like to get the race in period. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but I like to definitely get this. You know, this points thing mean a lot to them guys. We didn't have but five, and I like to try to make this happen so I don't have to try to shuffle around and make another. You know, fit in another points race somewhere. But I got faith in the good Lord. We're gonna be good this week. So
It's gonna be what it's gonna be. It won't be out of first rodeo.
Yep. If not, we move on. We move forward and keep doing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Right.
But yep, no doubt. But that's about it on my end, dog. And like I said, man,
we're supposed to have a couple of celebrities in. Memphis Gangster, supposed to be in the house. Bobby Cole, along with Tate the Great. And a bunch of more that might show up. Like I said, sometimes it's the races you don't know about that's the most exciting. So if you're in the area,
right,
weather permitting, we're gonna be doing it, y'all.
Right on.
Mike, go ahead, Mike. I cut you off on something, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I heard you, dog. You know, I wanted to, like I said, tell everybody again, too, man. Y'all appreciate the racers and the people that came out. You know, well, it not just came. You know, there was a lot of support here. You know, supporting my boy Chris, man,
mm-hmm,
this past weekend. You know,
mm-hmm,
home
club. Right.
Definitely appreciate everybody, and good to see a lot of people showed up that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely good.
And like I said, we're gonna keep his family in our prayers and well wishes, because you know you never know, you know, in the time of crisis, you know, our prayers work. You might not believe it, but they do work. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just got a dumb question come in now. Kid, hit the one button, kid. I'm gonna let Kid answer this question. I just got a dumb question come in.
I've been saying, dog, you got a dumb question sent to you. I said, Kid didn't send it, did he?
No. Kid hit the one button. Hold on, I got a hand up. 810-710-7711. You have something you want to say? That's a Michigan number, I think. 810-7711. Hello? He must be one of them guys that is just new, and he hit the one button because he thinks he has hit the one button to listen. Hey, Kid, I just got a dumb question sent to me, Kid. Somebody asked me,
mm-hmm,
in the 484 points race that Mike here got on, they want to know who leading in the points. Can you answer that, Keith?
If I'm not mistaken, it should be Salty Bitch.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, okay. That's a no-brainer. Salty B.A. And Salty B done won both of them, ain't he, Mike? And he won both 484 shootouts?
Yeah. And dog, don't get me wrong. I know it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for people to catch Salty. But ain't nothing impossible in this deal because, like I said, you got to remember.
Mm-hmm.
The last race is double points. If he can slip up and somebody, you know,
around. So. Hold up, Mike. I'm going to disagree with you. You say it's going to be hard. Like you said, God forbid, and we ain't wishing nobody no.
No, definitely not.
In break. They right there. They right on his tail because you got three more races to go, plus the last one is double points. So it's going to be hard to catch him unless something happened to him, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dog, you know what's crazy, dog? Like I did that little $500 bounty for Rick, you know, on Rick and them. You know, and that I was worried about some people taking that like you were just saying, like, man, they wishing bad, hope somebody beat him. I'm like, nah, man, that's just trying to up the competition, put some fun, you know, do something
mm-hmm
fun with it, you know, something like that. But I know there's some people that might look at that and take that the wrong way.
Up. to be honest with you, putting a bounty on somebody's head is a badge of honor, to be honest with you. It ain't nobody hoping they get beat. It's just that, you know, that they some bad boys, and they just, it's a more incentive to try to knock them off because everybody's already trying to knock them off. Everybody already, it's nothing bad about that now. It's an honor to have a bounty on your head. That means you a bad son of a gun. That's what it means. Yeah. Yep. So, Kid, what you got? Anything you got going on? Anything you want to holler at old Mike about, man?
Oh, nothing, man. Don't be surprised. You see me at the front gate trying to get in.
All right. We have wide open for you. We had the front gate wide open for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a battle report this week, boy. The battle report all over here, man. We got the people might not even know. We got people y'all might not have never heard of before. But they was out there doing some racing this week. And I did get a report. So I got a bad report this week. I got a bad report. I got a contract killer. And, man, like I said, I don't think Ann Boney made the bad report. Ann Boney didn't make the bad report, I don't think, because, let me see if Ann Boney made the bad report. Ann Boney didn't make the bad report for the simple reason Ann Boney was out there racing like a big dog. But he was getting his ass tore up, too, though. He won a couple, but he was getting his ass tore for the most part. I couldn't put him on the battle report. He was getting his ass tore up though, Mike. He was getting his ass tore up though. Yeah. Now, Mike.
Yo.
I know that Freaky Friday. I know everybody saying $2,500 ain't nothing, but that Freaky Friday is free entry with your tech card. I see you put winner take all, Mike. You know I'm a little disappointed. You didn't ask me what I thought about that. You know I don't like that winner take all shit.
You know, I didn't feel like that was enough to really like go to. Like posting up, like, well, you know, 1,500 win, 1,000 run up. I let them, the racers can divide that up how they want to if they want to.
Mike, how $2,500 ain't big enough when they do this, the same jokers go out there for 1,500, 1,000 and win and 500 run up.
it's good money, but look at the other shootout, dog. They all got. Four places paid. They all pay four places.
I gotta say something. You know, I ain't never been a champion of winner take all. You know, and I did notice some people like them winner take all. Though I done seen some people done change their mind when they got to be big boys. When they were little boys, they wanted to pay out 16 places in an 8-car field.
Right.
But it's all good though. It's all good.
Last year, now, I don't know if you remember, last year in May we had this same little shootout. I think we had 24 cars that we
raced. We didn't have some cars. I mean, because you're there anyway, Mike. You're there anyway. So what you losing if you get there, what you losing?
They test on Friday anyway, so they get to test their cars on a free shootout.
Yes, sir. All right, Mike, anything else you want to say about the show? Because there ain't nothing else we can say about the show. And like I said,
I'm going to keep pumping. Y'all don't look for me to say nothing about no that C word.
Like Boss Bryant said, Boss Bryant. But like I said, keep looking. As soon as Mike knows something, as soon as he knows something, it will be posted. So all I'm gonna tell you to do is stay tuned. And like I said, it's all over the place. I mean, it changes every hour. It changes every hour.
Dog, what I just sent you, dog? Did you look at what I sent you?
That's been the one I had, Mike.
That's what I said.
You got one bending one out. I thought you sent.
Yeah, it depends on where you look and when you look. So, I mean, if they don't know, how the hell we know? So, just keep rolling, man. Like I said, there it goes. That's good luck work.
You got a point,
deal with that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, because like I said, we don't know what's going to happen until it happens. And like I said, it is what it is. We done had 80% chance of rain, and then we ain't seen a drop, and they had no percent chance of rain, and it flooded. So, I mean, if you're a real racer, and if you're a real fan of Kid of Racing, you understand this and stuff. We don't like it, but we understand it, though. It's part of racing.
I don't see any rain on one side of the street and not the other.
Hey, Kid. We've seen that plenty of time, Kid.
I've been at Edenton, and it rained behind the tower and then rained on the racetrack, in front of the tower.
Yep.
Well, Mike, what about we were at Macon, Mike? And at the end of the track, it was a tornado down there. And it was sunny where we were at. Damn tornado.
Yeah.
It was a tornado at the end of the track in Macon. And we were sunny. And we just looked at the tornado and go by.
Didn't even know it, really.
Yeah. All right, Kid. Trigger League, I see you on there, Trigger. Trigger, it's time for you to come on back, Trigger. You don't got
Trigger,
to be a gourmet. Yeah, no. She done got to be a gourmet crab legs and all that funny looking food.
Oh,
I don't
man,
eat,
not the crab legs.
Come on back. We ain't gonna bother you, Trigger. I need you to ask this question, Trigger.
Been,
I need you
gone?
On the show.
She been gone?
No, she ain't been gone. She been hanging around. She thought we was gonna get on her butt for not showing up, but we ain't gonna bother. Her probation period over. What's up, Trigger Lee? How you doing, girl? Miss you. What's up, Trigger? Now she won't.
I'm
come
chilling,
on, mute.
Man. I'm sitting at it.
Oh, Sherry said hi, Trigger. Sherry said
hey,
hi,
hey,
Trigger.
Hey, Sherry is barred from this show. I done told you, kid.
Oh, man.
Sherry is barred from this show.
She banned,
like
kid.
No
tell her I said hey, too.
Yeah,
she banned.
Oh, okay.
She
okay,
done.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's over and done with, sir.
She don't play fair, so I'm gonna play dirty with her. Trigger, I got a serious question, though. I want to ask you, because I know you one-sided, but you I ain't going to say you're fair, because that's my thing. You one-sided. I'm going to say it like this sometime, but you will tell the truth sometime. It's about your man, about your brother, Tate the Great.
Yeah.
Now, Tate the Great done locked in all the big-time guys so far. He done locked in all the big-time guys. I got to give him credit. And he done locked in Lottie Dottie. I got to give him credit for that. But Trigger, now, they keep canceling the races with him or paying him to punk out, and he ain't really raised nobody. Who fault is that, Trigger? Who fault is that?
It's their fault. Whoever canceling and punking out and paying and ducking and dodging, that is their fault.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now,
it ain't
their
fault at all.
No, yeah, but the second part of this thing, how come we don't really give Tate no credit? We don't give no credit. I mean, it's hard to give him credit if he ain't really racing nobody, but he tried to. But how come he don't, I mean, he don't really get no credit, you know? He ain't get no credit in my book. I don't think he get no credit.
Well, dog, to be honest, give me a second. Because this little motherfucker here about to make me kill him. Get your ass outside. I'm sorry. He be tripping, man. Go bark at me to let him out. Anyway, now he made me lose my train of thought. But to be honest, dog, to be 100% honest, you can't give credit when you ain't been tested.
Oh, shit. Good report. Oh,
wait a
shit.
Minute. Hear it again.
Oh,
what
shit.
What test
no,
you ever took in
that.
Grade school, middle school, high school, if you didn't take the test, who gave you credit?
Oh,
what
shit.
You got?
Oh, kid. Shit, I thought, shit.
It's nothing, it's nothing against him. It's nothing against him. You just have to do, you have to produce to receive credit.
Uh-huh.
Now, we can give him the all kind of, bear, not bears, bullies and shit, because they bully people around. However, and I mean this with all due respect, because you know Tate is, that's my main man. I have to speak the truth, because when I go to work, if I don't put no work in, I can't get paid.
Oh, Lord, I didn't think about it. Now,
they say I'm an awesome individual. They say I do my job very well. However, if
shit.
I call lie, you're damn right. If I call lie, my pay is zero. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't never look at it like that. Anybody else got any insight on that? Hit the one button, y'all. Somebody hit the one button. Hit the one button. Flop, damn, Kid fell off. He better get back on. I got two spots, so he better call right back. Kid fell off. I wonder how the hell Kid fall off. Anybody else got any input on that? Mike, I don't want you to talk on that. You know you don't get involved in these situations, but you made a good point there, Trigger. You made a good point. Let me see if Flop can make a better one. Hey, Flop, she made a point I didn't even think about, Flop.
Hey, dog. Trigger sharp, man. She gonna make some good points. And I can't really, give my own viewpoint. I might can build on what the foundation she done laid, but I like it. And the analogy I'm gonna use is, hey, the bad motherfucker. I'm gonna use it compared to boxing. We done seen him in the goddamn gym working out. He got all the fancy moves. He got the footwork. He got the ring savvy. But we don't know if the unfriendly ghost either got knockout, gap your ass down the track power, or if he just got enough power to get back, turn the wind light on. So we as fans, we saying we don't know. So Goddamn, is he really all he say he is? Now, in the gym yeah. there, he beating up every sparring partner he gets. That's the Pacquiao. But he ain't been tested yet because he ain't went down that track yet, and we don't know if he got knockout power to gap a motherfucker like I said, or if he just, goddamn it, got a great driver in there that's going to tree a motherfucker and hold him off.
Hey, Flop, we don't even know if he got a motor in the motherfucker. Big keep passing out before he get to him.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Trigger, don't bring that motor shit up,
Trigger.
Don't bring that motor shit up,
Trigger. Don't bring that motor shit up,
Trigger. Don't bring that motor shit up, Trigger, you had earned yourself a free 2 days of not fucking with you. But don't bring that motor shit. Don't bring that motor shit
in. Hey, dog, Trigger come out. She all professional and profound and everything. Now here she come with the bullshit joke.
This is motor shit.
Oh man, what about the motor?
Come on.
We don't know if it's one in there, kid.
Come on, Trigger.
Hey, like
see,
that little boy on
TikTok.
See, that
up in the trailer.
What you need
to drive
in your car,
and pay the punk out.
A damn right. molar. A damn molar.
Hey, man, some of y'all newcomers, hit the one button. Now, I swear, now, as smart as I'm is, I might have known what Trigger just said, but I didn't look at it that way. I didn't even think about that shit.
Let me throw this in there, though. Tate ain't no motherfucking newcomer, and he ain't no dummy to the goddamn race game. So he done seen enough to know that he got comparable power or comparable equipment to get the job done. So he ain't just going in there saying, man, I got to load my gloves up with the cement. God damn it, I got to put on my lightweight shoes to get around. He can go in there just like every motherfucker else that look like him, and he can say, I can get down with the rest of them shit because I'm a bad motherfucker too. So he know what he working with, and
dog,
one thing about it, ain't no motherfucking fool going to put their money up and not think that they got a chance, so.
Yeah.
Dog, I got a suggestion, dog. All
Come
these nice high-dollar races he got locked in, if they done paid him to punk out before and they fuck around and pay him to punk out again, let's take out the obvious problem. If they go down the track and you can tell there's a problem, we ain't going to do this to him. If they wreck, we ain't going to do this to them. Anything other than them two, we going to call them motherfuckers P-Valley, and they work at the Pink from now on out.
Okay. All right, now look
man,
at it. Trigger done fucked me up today in a good way. She done fucked me up today in a good way. Trigger, on the same note then, what about your boys down in Florida that's trying to race their ass off? But since you said
Add their ass to the list, dog. We ain't taking no prisoners, dog. That's why they need to go to the paint and be at P Valley. If they drove down the track and had no obvious issues that could be could obviously be seen, they had work at the paint from now on out down to P Valley.
I saw Bigfoot. But I got to give him credit. They couldn't crank. Their car wouldn't crank. But I saw when they crunked that motherfucker up. Lord, if he had to put that pass on the motherfucker's ass, somebody would have been in trouble.
Now,
like
dog,
They got on good-looking clothes and shit, but they ain't going nowhere. They ain't went to the party.
I have heard that several times. People keep saying that. But it's something pertaining to Tate. I just don't know why they keep paying him the fucking punk out.
I just thought about something, Trigger. Hold up. That motherfucker might have went to Louisiana and seen Miss Rudolph.
Oh, man, not Miss Rudolph.
He might have went and seen Miss Rudolph or something. This motherfucker been dodging and weaving and Muhammad Ali and motherfuckers, man. Might have went to Louisiana.
Yeah.
I saw a post on Facebook where it said something about Tate trying to buy the race. I saw that.
You can't. Let me explain that. If a man normally bets $5,000 to $10,000 on all that, and he tried to lock you in for that, he's not buying a race. Now, if me and Flop come in there and try to run you for $20,000, y'all slap us in the mouth and tell us we're trying to buy a race now. But it's the man. Mm-hmm. That's what the man race for all the time. So you can't. I can't. I spell his neck when he fucking up. But if he, but I'm gonna have to give him credit when he. That's what he.
I'm
running
glad
for.
You said
when
that.
He ain't trying to
I'm glad
him.
You said that.
Yeah, that's,
I'm glad you
that's
said.
What the man
yeah, because I that what I saw. That what I saw. Them, somebody posted on Facebook. They sent me the screenshot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, well, this is what mm-hmm. he always. This is rate all the time. I don't understand why it's buying
yeah,
a race now.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, when they be over there arguing about shit, he give in to every demand they want and go ahead and do it.
And do it every time, dog. That's why I'm telling you. I don't know. I see he done locked back in with Deja Vu. You know, I done stopped paying attention to unfriendly ghost walking. I done got to the point to where I don't even want to see him. Because it ain't him. He can hype us up. You know what? Like, looking at Tate Lockies, and I'm sorry, y'all, I'm on my second glass of wine. Y'all going to have to get me off here before I get
it. No wonder you're on here talking. No wonder. Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
When you look at Tate Lockies, it used to be watching the latest porn. Like, oh, it's a new one. Now it's like watching fucking Scooby Doo, man.
You ain't seen this motherfucker shit here. This motherfucker like burning fire. He ain't got but one bullet in this. It ain't even in the gun.
Right. It don't even excite me no more. Not because it's tape, but because these opponents, we can't trust that they gonna do what they say they gonna do. You know, I don't know. I don't understand. I see they don't shut. Another one done shut down, and we say we're gonna postpone just because of the weather. Who postponed a race on Sunday for a race that happened next Friday?
You smart.
Oh, man,
We've been on the back line talking about this shit all day. You must know this. Somebody sneak their ass on the back line. That's how you know all this.
No,
shit.
They didn't. But they did, dog. I be looking, dog. I'm looking. You know what? To be honest, I'm looking for everything going down with Tate, but I really ain't looking because, you know, I want to get
Bowden,
excited, but I can't.
In Bowden's defense now, I woke up this morning with that same shit. I was wearing their ass out. In Bowden's defense, though, he said he was in Texas. You know, he had to fly his boys in from California and all that. He said by the time he knew it or not, he didn't know. And so we gave him an alibi on this thing. We gave him a slight pass, but I told him.
You know what, dog? You're right.
We don't goddamn it. We don't. Yeah. I said, but we don't put it out. That's for an advance, you black motherfucker. I come to
let me ask you this, though. Well, let me ask you this, though, dog, because to be politically fair, the Weather Channel showed the weather for 12 days at a, you know what, let me shut up. Because when you locked in the race, the weather was on the system.
I know. Hold up, Trigger. You got a point there. You've been 1,001 today. God damn it, you the champ. I can't even cuss you out today. I ain't even going to cuss you out today. If I do, I got to apologize now. But, Trigger, don't we know, God damn it. Look at the weather right now, Trigger. And a half hour later, look at it again. See, this shit changed.
Right.
How the fuck can you look at that bullshit and understand what's going on? That shit changed every 30 minutes, God damn it.
Because, God, dog, let me tell you something. If you buy your flights and you put a little insurance, they give you your money back to your credit. Let me shut up again.
Right.
I'm just going to shut that
no,
up.
No, you good. But I'm going to tell you, just like today, it said it's supposed to rain at 5 o'clock, Freaker. Right here. I'm looking at everything around here in this little country town where I'm at, Augusta or Hepsibah. I live in Hepsibah, but Augusta is right across the street back here. It says rain on one side. Every one of them said it's supposed to pull down at 5 o'clock. You know what time it started raining?
It ain't yet.
Yeah, no. It rained today at damn about 8:30.
It rained in the morning.
It rained about 8:30 in the morning.
It supposed to rain at 3:30 when I was getting
out
work today.
To get
it ain't rain
goddamn
yet.
Lawnmower. I'm out there trying to get my lawnmower to the shop because I didn't fuck my lawnmower up. And goddamn it, I said, I got the 5 o'clock. I'm good to go. Man, they think I know it rained like a motherfucker. I said, ain't this a bitch?
Law, hammer.
Oh, man.
It's supposed to be raining right now. Ain't a goddamn it! I'm looking out there right now. The goddamn dog out there, goddamn, got his dick out, looking at trying to get a suntan on his dick.
I'm gonna tell you this, dog. I'm glad Mike ain't calling the race. I'm glad he's smart enough to know better because
if the race Friday at 12 o'clock, it got to be pouring down at Friday at 12 o'clock noon for Mike to call the race.
Right.
We didn't have, we didn't did it before, and it ain't a drop there. But you know, it is what it is, though. But you know, we don't. We don't call them. And I'm glad everybody can talk about it now. But a lot of people need to understand when they look at the weather app. This is what I'm trying to teach y'all today. When you look at the weather, look at how much it's going to rain and what time. See, a lot of rain sometimes rain at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And by the time day and shit come, you don't even know it done rained unless you just was up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-oh, hold on a minute. Somebody just I'm going to read this in text without reading it. Let's see. Tate is my man, $100,000, but we got a high school in Tate that the middle school kids think they can beat. But once they lay eyes on him, they didn't want to go. To earn wit and my respect and need to lock in a black gold, a soggy bitch, a Mark Burger. I don't understand what the fuck you said. He locked in fucking Deja Vu. Deja Vu ran right there with black gold.
Let me tell you
gold.
About that
black text. Black gold ain't did
shit. Listen, Mr. Tex man, whoever you was that sent that text.
And Marcus Bird, and Marcus Bird ain't whooped nobody yet. He just got a good-looking car and talk good shit. So what the hell are you talking about?
Don't keep running Tate all around town, man. What's the point of keep running the man around town when the man ain't paid no lucky? I can see if he was the one paying the lucky and he just shift him around. You can't shift the man around and people keep paying him. Just let the man do what he do. We're going to figure it out in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Either he ain't got no molar. He ain't got no molar in the mug.
Oh, well, man.
Leave that molar. Leave that molar shit long. I told you that molar.
That's no molar.
He ain't got no molar.
Leave that molar shit long.
He need a damn molar.
A molar.
Either he need a molar, and they scatter on by the way he look at him when he look at him at the track with the, cutting the one eye at their ass, or they just don't think they got enough. If somebody is seeing something somewhere, and the motherfucker is probably telling them something, too, to make them act right and, you know, just pay the little punk out and go on about your business.
Hey,
and
dog.
About it,
I got
a
comment, too. Now, I understand. I think Deja Vu and all these other cars that Tate locking in is right along in his competition level. But if I make the comment that I want to see Tate run Black Gold, Salty Bitch, and all these other high-tech double throwdown motherfuckers, am I just really looking to see a motherfucker bounce Tate on his ass to get him fucked
really
up so I can come back and say, oh, he wasn't shit. He wasn't all the hype y'all said he was. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And as a fan, we entitled to our opinions, but at the same time, we have to respect the fact that a racer does what's in his best interest.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Yeah, well.
Now, I don't know, Flo. I'm going to give you my chain. You the turnover. You getting the turnover chain today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you intercepting like a motherfucker today.
Y'all motherfuckers on fire today, boy. Y'all on fire today.
I like that flop, because guess what? This, if somebody sitting back in the corner is saying exactly what you just said, I just want to get him fucked up. They ain't saying, I just want to see a race. I just want to see him get a clean race. They saying, I want to see him get fucked up. That's exactly what they saying. They saying, I can't stand his ass. He talk too much shit. He abide by the rules. He got the money to put it up. He ain't begging nobody. I just need somebody to fuck him up. That's exactly what they saying. And I hope y'all paying attention. It's motherfuckers out here that's racing left and right saying that. It's motherfuckers out here that consider themselves celebrities saying that shit. It's motherfuckers out here ain't got a dollar to their name saying that same shit. It's motherfuckers on every side of the fence saying that shit. And they only saying it because every time he gets you when you're about to climax, you can't do it because this done paid him off. He ain't doing it. So you be sitting there about to catch y'all, which y'all get the blue balls, and y'all sick. Men sick of it. People sick of it. So they hurt. They hoping he get fucked up. At least they might get two nuts out of that one. Just saying.
Now, let me ask a question. Let me ask one more question. Now, I notice now, Tate doesn't wind up, and Ryan doesn't wind down.
Oh, man.
Shit. Then
hey, dog, something wrong with you. Your vision sound like man.
I swear to God, I saw Ryan in the corner.
Ryan talking a lot of shit, but when them boys told him to lock in, he ain't locking in. That would have been
Who said lock in, he ain't locking in?
That boy just told him to lock in for bike race down there just on the I just seen it just before I come on there.
Who, you talking about Dunye?
No, not Dunye. Dunye. Hell no, not Dunye. Some guy would have said, told him to lock in, and Ryan was talking shit to him, and he told him to lock in for bike race.
And Ryan ain't said nothing back?
Not before I came on there, he hadn't said nothing back.
I need to go find this to stir that shit up because the pot ain't moving.
Who was it, though, dog?
Food.
Who was it that told you?
I forgot the name. They was talking shit, though. It's up there. I just ain't had time to go back and, you know. I just was looking at it. Uh-oh, somebody texted me. Let me see what it is. Oh, shit. A lot of motherfuckers scared to talk today. Let's see.
Because I'm going to say this,
dog. Jesse Thompson. Okay, yeah. He just texted me. He said, yeah, I'm right here from Augusta. Yeah. He sure did, Jesse Thompson. That's what it is. Go look at that. Damn sure did. He told Ryan was talking shit to him, and then motherfucker told him to lock the fuck in. That damn right. He just kicked me. Shit. Hey, Jesse, hit the one button if you're on the show. Jesse. See, he's right here in Augusta. Got there waiting for Ryan ass. I told you.
Oh, man,
he's
not Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, sir. Let me see if he hit the one button. Let him tell you his goddamn self. 706-8814.
This is Georgia number.
This is Jesse. 706-8814. Can you hear me? Come off mute. Take your phone off mute.
Is it Jesse Thompson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
what's
that's
up,
Jesse Thompson. Yeah. Tell him what's going on. Tell him you ain't
well,
set up mine.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all, because see, this is the thing. Ron the cool guy, I shook Ron's hand and talked to him still, even though he probably don't remember me. But see, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learning from the vets like Dog and Tony Bynes, you know, any two cars
mm-hmm.
can race. But when Mario
mm-hmm.
asked him to run with Mighty
Mouse,
it
was you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got a Mustang, I can't run you, but you all still are glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem? So today he picking on them other guys, so... Yeah, I knew he was going to fall in that trap. Well, let's run your cover. Let's lock in then. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So Jesse, where you say that at, Jesse? Where you say let's lock in at? On your page? Because the last text I see, he posted, he said, how about I run your car to you?
Right.
Oh, shit.
I made a post under that. You don't see it?
Oh, wait a minute, because I don't see that. Oh, let me go back.
Yeah,
Put your glasses on.
I got my glasses on. It's the wine. Leave me alone. Wait a minute. I'm looking for it.
All right. Don't fuck up your shit now, Tricky. You've been doing good. Don't fuck up your goddamn image now. Don't fuck up.
Ain't gonna look. I'm looking. Oh, there you go. It says, how about I run your car 2 hours ago and you said Ryan Brown, okay, lock in 105. This Saturday, Darlington, 8 p.m., head up, Pro Tree, Dirty Diana versus my Camaro. And no, I am not ASAD.
All still
mm-hmm.
all glass.
Yeah, that's the same thing. That's what ASAG is.
Mm-hmm.
All still all glass.
That right. Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Well,
I read
the reply.
Mm-hmm.
What he said? What did
all
Ryan
I could do is
to?
Read the reply. Now, Ryan ain't replied.
Where
but
do you see that at?
So you have to go back to the page, because if you do it, it's going to only show you the relevant post. It's saying that Jesse a comment ain't relevant, I guess, Facebook.
If you tap on relevant post, the down arrow, it'll show up.
It'll say all comments.
Yeah, that's what I had to
right,
do. I had
right.
to go to all comments, and it came up. Right after Ryan say, how about I run your car, somebody put a heart next to it. Who did that?
What page is that
Jesse
on?
Put a heart. And then Jesse replied to him on that same post. It was 4 hours ago. It's the where this car high neck, black, is a black Camaro, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the Dirty Diana.
Mm-hmm.
No, that car is, that's the, you talking about the Firebird?
That's a Firebird, yeah. It's on that post.
Jesse, what kind of car you got, Jesse?
That's the mystery.
He got a Camaro.
I got a Camaro. I'm sending it to you right now, dog.
But he told Ryan that last week when Mario said he'll lock in with Mighty Mouse, he said Mighty Mouse won ASAG or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he also said two cars can race, so that's when Jesse drawed on him because he said two cars can race.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan.
You have reached the voicemail of Ryan's Plumbing. Please leave a brief, detailed message.
Man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ryan somewhere.
Ryan somewhere.
He might be round here. Just give him a second.
I mean, I don't. You know, like I said, I don't want to put out no false information. On no, like I'm starting no shit. I'm just reading what I was already put out. I ain't started this shit now. I ain't gonna take blame for
no.
this shit.
Hey,
no,
you didn't. You didn't. I just
no.
was going to bat to him because that's why he tried to bullet people. But Ryan already good people. But you ain't gonna bully
me
either, though, because that's his favorite line, you know. Well, let's lock in your car. You never know who got a car. You never
you
know
got
who
a point,
got a car. You know, you never know.
Shit.
Well, Jesse, if you, I think he gonna lock you in, Jesse. I honestly do.
Hey, Ron, but he ain't bringing his car. He not bringing.
Oh
his
man,
car.
I can say this. Ron really got a don't give a fuck attitude as far as racing, but. He's not a damn fool, so don't get the two confused.
Right. You're right,
not
a flop.
You're not a.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get him the jackass Lamont Stafford and a thought all in 1 week. You're not doing it.
Oh, man. Not the trifecta.
But Ryan around here, he's around here somewhere. He'll catch up with us, Jesse. Just hold tight, Jesse. Don't go nowhere now.
Yeah.
The moment you hang up, it's over.
Hey, I ain't gonna hang up. I be on the show every week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
So Jesse, get what I'm saying. Get what I'm gonna say when Ryan come on here and you gone.
What you gonna say, Mister?
There we
go
with that shit. Jesse done ran off now. He's the man.
that's Private Ryan. He's the leader. He the man.
Yeah,
he's the leader.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. If you listen,
you know y'all sound familiar.
Jesse,
your two voices sound familiar.
He sounds like Ryan
is impersonating Jesse. I'm not sure this is shit real, man.
No. Hey, trust me. I can't talk that Ryan. But Ryan be like, hey, I'm your leader, Tim House. I'm y'all's leader.
Oh, man, not the leader.
See that flop? Didn't I tell you the man got like he impersonating Jesse?
Yeah. No. I can't impersonate Ryan. But look, I'm still at work, though. I'm listening, though. I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
But if I need to come off mute, I'll come off mute. But I'm on here the rest of the night. I'm on here.
Okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. I got you. I just seen it, and I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ryan, good people, though. But...
Mm-hmm.
Give a damn about Dirty Diana either, though.
Damn.
It is what it is.
Lord, how mercy.
That's how you know it ain't Ryan, right there with that.
That's
comment.
Exactly how you know it ain't Ryan, because he said the wrong thing about the Dirty Diana.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if Dog goes back, I text Dog when him and Mario was talking like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you say two cars can't race, but then you would have backing up when he was talking about Mighty Mouse.
Oh,
you know,
man, not the Michael Jackson.
We knew what he was talking about, but, you know.
See that? Y'all thought I'd be lying about them pictures. Y'all thought I'd be lying about them damn
pictures. Not the moonwalk.
Nah, but let me clip back off, though. I'm on mute.
Look here. I'm just put your phone on mute, and if you want to come back out, I'll leave your line open. You can just come back whenever you get ready.
Tenfold, yes, sir, we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well,
I think it's both of them really. When Ryan is talking, Ryan, both of him and Jesse both have a real pleasant, you know, real light tone voice and stuff, and they do sound alike. Some of their verbiage is just alike, you know. When he went to imitating Ryan, man, his shit sounded funny as hell.
Sounded like Ryan.
When he say the leader, Tim House, I'm your leader. That's
like
your
leader.
100%.
Ain't no followers on?
So you know what it sounds like to me, though, dog? For him to know Ryan be saying all that, he been watching
waiting
on Ryan.
You know what he said? He said he'd be listening to all the shows and shit. So, I mean, you know.
He said he knew Ryan was going to fall right off in that trap.
A lot of people ought to do that so they won't come on here and sound as stupid and don't know what the hell they're talking about and asking dumbass questions and don't know what's going on. So, I mean, if you're going to be in it, you need to do your homework. Trigger, remember I told you that shit a long time ago. I said, Trigger,
yes,
if you're
going to
talk about this shit, you got to be on these motherfuckers to listen and know what's going on. You don't have to say that all the time. You'd be surprised how much you learn by not saying something sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Shit the hell up sometimes. You'd be surprised what you learn. Yeah. But
what time is it? Because I know Ryan done knocked off by now.
Well, it ain't 7 o'clock yet. You know, he usually come on anyway after the prayer hour.
Oh, it's okay. So, he got 11 minutes.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna go on do the bet. No, I don't want to do the bathroom, but the man messed up one of my certificates. He messed up one of my certificates. He spelled the man's name wrong, and I don't want to put it out with the wrong name on it until I get the correct certificate, man. Let me see if I got my certificates yet. Motherfucker spelled the shit wrong. He spelled it like, I ain't gonna say. Everybody, I done seen everybody at the time before spell. Anybody ever seen him? How many of y'all over here that spelled Brian wrong? They spell his brain instead of Brian. I know. I done did it before.
Hey, dog.
Hey, Trigger.
I used to do it all the time when I was a kid. One of my friends growing up, name was Brian, and I thought I was clever. Well, you know, we used to exchange Christmas gifts and all that, our families, whatnot, because we kind of grew the families. Hey, I think I'm clever. I'm going to spell his name. I done wrote Brain on it. On the little gift card, like a motherfucker. He was like, "That ain't how to spell my name." I felt like shit.
Damn. I thought I was doing some top notch shit. Now I look like a goddamn fool.
Yeah, I done misspelled the man's name. I call him my friend.
Damn.
Hey, dog. They probably spelled his name wrong because they know he the brains of the operation. They might know something.
I'm like Flop, though. A lot of people do just put brain because, you know, they just be writing fast.
They do.
They don't. Some people don't even notice it when you do it, but me, I'm a stickler. I always look for
comes from us. Error.
The people make the same error if you don't believe it. People that you work with, if they make an error, all you got to do is look. They make the same fucking error every time.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they should make different ones. Now, we're going to go and get this bear report out of the way, because if y'all ain't going to talk about nothing, you know me, I don't stay on here and drag no show on if ain't nothing going on. But I do want to stay on to Ryan come on and answer his witcher call. And Brother D ain't on either. Something going on. I got to call him.
Oh, man.
Brother D didn't. Yeah. Well, you know, he didn't come on and do his prayer stuff, so, you know. So I hope ain't nothing going on with him. I ain't talking to him today, so I hope ain't nothing going on with him, you know. You know, his nose ain't usually be on here anyway.
Oh, man.
So with that being said, hey, Trigger. What Trigger went?
I'm right here.
What's the difference between supper and dinner?
And dinner.
Yeah. You so goddamn smart to me. Let me see. What's the difference between supper and dinner?
Supper and dinner?
Supper.
Kid, shut up. Your name ain't Trigger.
Oh, okay.
Thought white folks eat supper.
Oh, okay. Now, somebody did say that. Kid, what's the difference between supper and dinner, kid?
One, you get cornbread with it. The other one, you get toast.
You got a dumbass. You got a dumbass.
Hey, kid, just said the same shit I said in layman's terms.
You got a dumbass. You got a dumbass. Flop, you so goddamn smart, your smart motherfucking hand, white ass. What's the deal between supper and dinner, Flop?
Well, I'm going to respectfully decline in giving the answer because you went over this shit probably 2 months ago on here, so I know the fucking answer, but I'm going to get out the way. You gave the answer.
Hey. Yeah, Nakia.
Yeah.
Quit sending me this shit Google. Nakia's going to send me that Google answer. I don't want to know the Google answer. We already looked that shit up, you motherfucker.
Man.
You gonna send me that Google white folk ass answer?
Yeah, man. Yeah, about that old Portland shit down here.
Yeah, don't bump that bullshit down here, kid. That's right, kid. I gotta agree with you, kid.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't the dumbest motherfucker no more. You ain't no dumb motherfucker, kid. I gotta take that back, kid. But you're right. Making that old goddamn Portland bullshit down there. I ain't even know they
back
that black folk in Portland no damn way. Yeah, what the fuck wrong with him?
That's why they ran him when he went there.
Damn sure did now. Yeah. Hey, let's go on to this bear report, because the bear report fucked up. I don't even know.
I'm listening about the supper and dinner, dog. I'm listening.
Oh, just go on Google it. We all went over. We was on the morning. We was on the back line tonight that they talking about it. And we all got it right, damn near. But some people said I don't know. Was it, some people said white folks said dinner and the black folks said supper and vice versa. Some people, you know, so it all goes hand in hand.
I've normally known white folks to say supper and black folks say dinner.
Yeah. But then when you say you're going to take somebody out, you don't say, hey, let's go out to supper. They say, let's go out to dinner. I'm going to take you out to dinner, not, you know. So, you know, don't worry about it, Trico. You drunk enough and don't worry about it right now.
My Canadian friend texts me and say, let's go have supper. She texts me that. She's Canadian. She lives right around the corner. She always said, let's go have supper.
She
you want to go supper?
Does she wear a wig?
No.
Did she pay her toll to come across? Did she pay her toll to come across that Detroit River?
kid, now that's why I'm gonna leave that shit alone.
Does she got windshield wipers on her eyes? Does she got windshield wipers on her eyes?
No, dog, she a real Canadian.
Hey, Trico, I saw your picture and I ain't seen nothing but your face. Look like you done gained weight on me, Trico.
So I'm actually losing weight. Your girl been big. I'm actually going down.
Yeah, well, what's with all this exotic food you keep showing and shit? What are you trying to do? I mean, is that some shit y'all doing in the hood from cooking?
To be honest with you, dog, my husband is, I thought I told y'all a while back he was in culinary school. Wow, long while back. So he'd been released by the doctor to start doing stuff little bit by little with the arm. He had surgery on the arm. Him and two other guys does like private dinners and small caterings, intimate caterings. So all the exotic food I've been putting up is stuff that he's either cooked for me to before he go do theirs, or he bring me leftovers. One of the two. It's always from something.
Well, you know what happened at them private dinners and shit, don't you?
Hey, dog, I don't give two shits. The bread, just that bag, I'm about to come home.
Hey, Trigger, you ever had any shrimp caviar?
I don't eat shrimp at all. I have an allergy to shrimp. But, back to you, dog, I don't give two shits.
Okay. I didn't want to get nasty, Trigger, but the way you said it, you said you don't eat shrimp. You never sucked a wee-wee when it ain't hard yet?
Oh man, that's the shrimp.
Hey, dog, it wasn't the shrimp. It was a little off the tail.
I think I got into your bottle or some shit. I don't know.
Get out of my cup.
I said I wasn't gonna do this shit, man. But okay, anybody got a
bear in the cub, dog.
Damn, kid. Okay, I didn't know nobody being no racist for you. Come on with it, kid.
Okay, my bear is the Mustang that hooked the pro mod up in Rockingham. And
the Mustang. Well, who is it, kid? Yeah. You don't know who the fuck it is?
No, I forgot his name, man. The Mustang was small tires on the hooked him a pro mod up there in Rockingham.
I mean, what they was doing, grudge racing, or they was just at last
year?
Yeah,
it was a $10,000 grudge race.
Uh-oh, hold on, let me get that damn text. Let's see who my wife's texting me. Here's my wife text. Most Wanted. Oh, who in the hell is Most Wanted? That's who it was? Oh, Most Wanted beat. Okay, the car named Most Wanted. Now, I done seen three or four cars called Most Wanted. But anyway, they didn't send me no report, so fuck them. All right, kid.
Okay.
All right.
And my cub is a Blue Tick over grandson.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you know about that shit, boy. Goddamn, kid. You didn't fuck my battery report up, man. You big head.
Oh, man.
Hold up. Did you and Trigger got there to sleep together this weekend or something? Y'all got kind of smart all of a sudden.
No, Trigger down in Florida. Trigger down in Florida. I'm way up in Chicago.
I thought maybe you had them Jersey Bull nuts.
No. I didn't go down that far.
Okay. Anybody else got a bad report? I got to find out. Is somebody from the DMV area or some from North Carolina area there or from Rockingham area there, tell me who that Most Wanted Mustang that fucked that Pokemon up there or whatever it was. The car named Most Wanted, they said.
Oh,
How the hell she know that? I'm about to check her out. She been got them keeping out on me. God damn it, I think she's been tipping out on me. God damn it. I'm about to find out how the hell she's
doing. It's all right, dog. As long as she tipped back in before you wake up.
Okay. Thank you, Trick. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to take your word for it as a woman now. Whatever you say today, I'm not going to bother you today. Whatever you say today, go. I don't care if I disagree with it. I just hold it to tomorrow. You got a free pass today for anything you want to do today, Trinkle. You got a free pass.
Thank you.
Your side. I don't care if you're right or wrong. I'm going to be on your side. Anybody else got a time off? Valley folks. Kid, I'm proud of you, boy. I know. I ain't proud of you, kid. Fuck you. You just know about
Paul, man.
Kick because he fucked grandson up. That's the only reason you know about him, goddammit. Torrey Samuels, my man, Torrey Samuels. It's a pro-charge Mustang. They named Ray Rene. Oh, you talking about Chris Rene? No, Chris Rene don't ride no damn. Chris Rene, that's who beat him.
He beat
Chris
Rene. Rene
got 3,000 and shit.
He beat the pro mod. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shocked the shit out of me, too.
Well, it didn't shock me because, you know, I ain't him invited. But anyway, all right. At least y'all gave him some recognition. I appreciate that. That was my man, Torrey Samuels. That's my man. If y'all got any telephone needs in it, I might not want to say that because he might be, he don't be cheating, though. He just be knowing how to get the best deal. My man, Torrey Samuels. Yes, sir. Torrey, it's about time for me to get a new phone, man. I got a damn, let me know when I need to upgrade my phone. They keep sending me these notices to upgrade my phone, but I'm satisfied with what I got right now. And my bill ain't high. So Torrey, check me out, Torrey, and let me know when they're on. I get me a new
mine
phone.
Either.
So I get me a new phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, kid, he go to Barry Pope. Some people are going to know it. All right. No problem, my brother. That Torrey Samuels. This is the Barry Pope. Some of these motherfuckers, they sent me this shit, see. If y'all don't send it to me, they sent it to me, and I had to weed through this shit. Had me up last night to goddamn 2 o'clock last night. But I had extra time because my wife got on the damn phone. She had passed out about 4 or 5 times. She didn't want to talk and shit. Every time I said something to her, she got a yawn and take her damn go to bed. I got tired of talking to her, so we hung up. We make her to break her. Boy, that morning she's going to kill me tomorrow. They're going to kill me tomorrow. But anyway, here we go, y'all.
Y'all do what, dog? Wait, say it again. Say it one more time.
Make her. To break up the makeup.
Yes,
you know, that makeup love be a motherfucker, boy. That makeup love, boy, you be trying to break a motherfucker back. God damn it. Yeah. But anyway, Trigger, I told you, I can't tell you to shut up because I told you it's your show today. But I'm trying to do the Barry Report, Trigger. So if you let me do the Barry Report, Trigger, I got to ask permission, though. I can't say nothing bad to you because you done got too smart to be.
Oh,
maybe
I had done went to mute. Go ahead, love. I'm sorry.
All right, this is the official Barry Report, and if you don't know these people, don't worry about it. Just look on some of the down south shit, and you will know them. The Barry Wheat, Flipper, Sherman, and Two Shooter, that's the boys that got the big blue tick, kid. The blue tick is the Barry Wheat, kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The Cub is Brian Mack with Machiavelli. Now, if all these people don't own these cars, what if I get that wrong? I'm just going by what the people told me. So I got to pay it, but if I got it, well, I own the car. This is my car. When I drive the car, this is my car. I don't give a damn. I'm just going by what they told me. The Cub is Brian Mack with Machiavelli. That damn Machiavelli knocked a hole in Big Thirty's ass. If y'all know who Big Thirty is, Big Thirty got his ass all blowed out for us.
What kind of car is Machiavelli?
I think it's a G-body. I think it's a G-body, kid. I think it's a G-body.
Okay.
It's like a Malibu or a Plymouth or something like that. It's G-body. Contract Killer, Brian Murphy. With Big Hood. That was Big Hood. He knocked Ain't Bonnie in the ass and won the shootout. But Ain't Bonnie beat him first, but he still come back and he did the best shit. The Racer of the Week event, Mike Redlin with Grandson. That's one thing I can say. Got to get them boys prop. They come all the way from up north to come down here to race in a shootout this week. And everybody else was scared to race. He took his ass out there. And after the race, he should have been scared to race too because they put foot up his ass. but he did come out here and race. So the race of the event the week was Mike Redlin. The bullet and the thought is Houston Canfield. Now, y'all might not know who Houston Canfield is. That's Big 30. He the bullet, talking a lot of shit to everybody, and he the thought because they went up in his ass. I don't have a jackass, a Lamont Sanford, most impressive, honorable mention. I don't have that. The driver of the week, Brad Murphy and Big Hood. Best race of the week was Blue Money versus Big Hood. the sportsmanship award I don't have, and the best host of the week was my man Calvary Martin, who cooked me that food that y'all seen the other day. Got doggone it. Them ribs, that chicken, the chicken, and that mac and cheese.
Yeah, I saw that plate.
Yes, sir.
Baked beans, macaroni and cheese, string beans.
And gave me some potato salad. And I don't hear about the potato salad now. Don't hear about the potato salad. But that motherfucker there was on point, boy. That was on point, boy. Like I said. That was the host of the week, because I damn sure finna go get me one of those. I went to goddamn it again to Domino's and got me a fucking pizza, and I got a meat lover's, and I'd have goddamn if I couldn't count the goddamn it shit on the damn thing. I mean, they call it a goddamn meat lover's. So fuck Domino's. I don't like Domino's. Yeah. So anybody go to Domino's and suck a weenie.
Yeah, Domino's, Little Caesar.
Well, I don't know. They ain't worth a shit meat. Okay. All right. Again, the official Barry report. The bad of the week is big blue tick. It's blue tick, though. I call him big blue tick now. The club is Brian Mack, is Machiavelli. The contract killer is Brian Murphy and Big Hood. Race of the week is Mike Redlin and Grandson. The bullet in the thought is Big 30. And the best race, the driver of the week was Brian Murphy, also in Big Hood. The best race of the week was Blue Money versus Big Hood. I think that was Antbona or somebody. Antbona been getting his Antbona or whatever. Anyway, the best host of the week was only Calvary Martin, aka Pig. That is the bad report. It might not be impressive. Y'all might not know nobody on there, but them people will put in work though. And I noticed. Trigger, come back here, Trigger. I need your drunk ass. Where you at, Trigger? I gotta ask you.
I'm right here. You gotta give me a second to get my finger to the mute button.
You gotta get a refill.
Trigger. I've been noticing all the headline raiders of all the people we know, you know, the big shots that we know and everything. They be headline races, but the motherfuckers don't race. Trico, talk to me. They don't race.
Oh, man.
I mean, what
so
the fuck
dog, I you know, we got to stop calling them headliners. We got to start finding other names to call them, because once you make headliner status, it's almost like, you walk around here because your dick hang to the floor. It really ain't. Don't be there sometimes.
Not the wee-wee to the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not the floor boy wee-wee.
The biggest wee-wee, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got to stop giving them headliner like they the top dog. You know, just go back to putting them in the same, shuffle their ass up in the cars with the little boys, too. Just make them, take them back to the little boy status
until they prove themselves
worthy.
Yeah. I like that, Trish.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, talk to me, Flop. Y'all talk to me. We'll keep the show going. Because you know what I'm doing.
I can make my dick touch the floor, too. Let me lay on the ground.
Oh, man.
Let me lay on the ground.
Oh, man, not the swing low.
So
I'm
trying to do
the
Not the swing low, sweet chariot.
Flop.
You got to lay down on the ground for it. Touch the ground, baby. You the bottom of the barrel, babe. Don't lay down. I would rather
you
squat. I would rather
you
squat. Don't lay down.
I'm a headliner,
you can't say Flop wrong now. You can't say it wrong now.
I can't. But if Flop mess around and lay down on the ground and put his stomach down to the ground, baby, we call that something else. We do not call that the headliner. Flop, just squat, baby. Just squat.
No, then I showing up be a booker boy then. I'll be a booker boy then. Ain't no squatting going on.
Hey, dog. Yeah, these headliners ain't headlining. These headliners just got one headlight on the car. They not headlining.
They ain't headlining. I swear.
Hey, dog. So that's why 30 didn't put up the video, man.
Here come Brother D. 40 minutes late. Brother D,
he might have Ryan.
I want 30 Ryan. I don't want to talk to you, Brother D. You done.
What up?
Brother D, is that
What's
Ryan?
Wrong with it?
Yeah,
I told you that was Ryan. I told you he had Ryan. See, they running packs. They running packs.
Jesse, come on mute. Here Ryan is. Jesse Thompson, come on mute. Here Ryan is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, you see, dog, they working a little overtime, and now I can't get on the phone, so I have to get with y'all tomorrow.
He said, give him a second. Ryan, how you doing,
Ryan? I'm right here.
What's going on with it?
Hey, dog.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, brother. Well, I'm mad with you, man. I ain't talking to you. You better talk to me off the line, brother D.
Well, you know, for me not to be there, work has to have me tied up. For me not to
you
be there.
Okay.
You
almost made me do the prayer, man. Almost made me have to do a prayer.
That was a great thing. You know. No, it's your first. I'm going to say this real quick. Wait, we got to get out the music here. Is it that they're not a headline, or is it that we're expecting too much of the headline?
We don't even feel racist. They ain't even racing, D. They're not even racing.
The expectation, there is no expectation. A headliner is a racist walked in. They're considered the big dog on the premises. That's what a headline is. We can't expect them to do nothing but race.
No, we can't expect them to do nothing but lock the race in. They can't force us guy to get to Atlanta race with them.
Carl, let me ask you this, though, Carl. When they own the flyer as the headliner, do the opponent pay him to not fight, or do they get in there and fight?
But if I get paid not to fight, though, baby, my show wife is not.
But wait, Carl. That's not what I asked you, Carl. I asked you if they the headliner on the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Are they expected to look good on the flyer, or are they expected to get in the ring and fight?
We can have all the expectations in the world of them. If I choose not to fight,
Carl, I need you to stick to the script. Carl, you keep going to the left. Get back over here, Carl. Get over here.
The script got voids in it. I can't script it. There's too many holes in the script.
Carl,
make them fight. You know, I saw a boxer one time.
But you're a headliner. The expectation is you pass way in. You've eaten your dinner for the night. You have done everything you can to prepare for this race and be present and be ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, all the little boys done went on and fought. It's your turn to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the champ is the problem. What I'm saying is, what are we waiting for now that everybody else in the undercards have fight? What are we now here for?
You said I did everything I was supposed to do. I can't make him do what he's not going to do.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But that's not what I'm asking you. What I'm asking you is
to get to that line and fight for my fans. But if my opponent decides, like I told you, I saw a heavyweight champion walk in the ring, the bell ring, he walked out the ring.
Let me ask you this then. How many times you gonna go to Vegas and pay to watch the headliner, and then when the headliner get there, the opponent don't show up? How many times you gonna pay for that until you get tired of it?
So what you're saying now, though, is not the fighter's fault; it's the fans' fault. Then, so you're saying the fans will stop coming?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm asking you, if that were you as a fan, I'm not saying it inadvertently. I speak direct English. I don't speak inadvertently. I speak directly. I don't inadvertently anything, sir. Come on, Carl. Come on. You're with me or you're not? Get here with me. Come here. I'm asking you, Carl.
I didn't get paid to watch me fight. And they didn't pay seven
times
to watch
me. And you show up, and you in the ring by yourself. How many times you going
to Can y'all talk one at a time, please? Can y'all please talk one at a time, please? Go ahead.
Because, you know, Carl is a specialist of reverse psychology. You know,
mm-hmm.
Carl is
always
a specialist
always
of that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a specialist now of reverse psychology now. You got to be careful when you're speaking to the Carl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He don't mess around. Okay?
Come on, baby. Come on.
Don't be devil's advocate, Carl. We know that Tate is not racing, not because Tate don't want to race. We know they're continually just giving him free $2,000 here and there. They doing it for, they just doing, they paying for the man to come to the show. Why don't you
mm-hmm.
do this? Just pay for him to show up without a car. Hell, what's the difference?
Now we're saying the same thing. He's stepping in the ring to fight, get his gloves on. Trump's on, ready to go. I walk out the ring on it. There's nothing he can do about that. Besides, he's showing up, ready to fight. Leroy showed up.
So Carl, you're right, Carl. So why do we continually call it the headliner?
Well, okay, who's going to be the headliner then if the big boy's not? Make the little guys be the headline?
Hell, after this weekend, it could have been Tick and Grandson. Shit. You're
mm-hmm.
messing around
oh,
now.
Shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
No,
I'm going to
tell you a little story. My karate instructor, they put him on a karate illustrated.
Man, how many years ago you did karate, your instructor? You say, well, what? Nah, that man somewhere laid down in the coffin, man. Leave that man alone, Carl.
Check it out. They put him on Karate Illustrated magazine. Worst sales of the month. Took him off, put the Korean guys back on, went straight back to top sales. Some guys just don't fail. So if you stop headlining the headliners and start headlining the middle guys or the bottom guys, how far you think that's going to get you? They can't do what they can't do. It's not their fault that they're pulled up
Carl.
To fight.
Hey, Carl, to be honest,
like you wanna fight,
to be honest with you, Carl, if they knew how to put, if they knew how to argue, and if they knew how to work the system, as in social media, they would have the same hype. If Grandson would have worked this weekend, how Tate normally work his day.
Put your phone on mute till you're
talking. That's Ryan. Put your phone on mute, Ryan.
Put your phone on mute till you're talking.
I know that ain't you. I just wanted to make sure you were still here. See, I got you.
Yeah, you did. You tricked me. Oh, you got me good.
Carl, so I'm saying, like, if you work the system, you get what you get out of it. You become who you are by working the system. You don't become who you are by people just mumbling who you are. You work the system. Look at Keon Coleman right now. He's working the system. Everybody a Buffalo fan. He ain't doing nothing but working the social media. So we can't say they're a headliner because, oh, this, that, and the third. They're a headliner because they work the system well. And 90% of the people who are watching him work the system, they hoping he get his ass knocked off. So, you know, the headliner really be the one they normally go against because they want the – underdog to win. You know, we run with the underdog. That's just the kind of people we are as humans. We like the underdog to beat the top headliner. So it's nothing against Tate or Ryan or whoever the headliner going to be. It's nothing against the headliner. But the
mm-hmm.
fact of the matter remains, how do you continue to call them a headliner when they're not heading or lining?
Oh, man.
Understood. But show me what they at fault at for not head and life.
I didn't say they at fault. I didn't say there was a fault in it. I never said
mm-hmm.
they were at fault.
Okay, listen to you good. Now listen to me. I am the heavyweight champion. If no one steps up to challenge me for my belt, what do? I keep my belt. So until someone get in that ring and fight with these, as you call, headliners, and as long as they keep punking out and not fighting, and that's more than one way to punk out. You know, they say money to punk out, it's punk out in words. And what I mean by that is that I'm really not trying to lock you in. I'm going through the motions saying I want to lock in. This is another form of punking out. As long as we allow them to keep doing that, which we can't stop them, because it's their money, their car, they race when they want to. As long as
mm-hmm.
they're being done that way and they're allowed to do it, how can you call them not headlining? They cost you the fast. This is the fastest cars in the country. Come in quicker. Come in pretty. We want to see him. We just can't make him wait. Taj been trying to lock my man James in. They can't make him lock in. James is happy to lock Taj in. Can't make him lock in. You just can't. Same thing. You just can't do.
Y'all keep on them all.
So Carl, let me ask you this then, Carl. Would it be fair to stop locking in 1-on-10 and just lock in the whole pot?
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, if a person want to do that, that's no, so I did it. Emily Rudd did that.
Because guess what, Carl?
A lot of guys don't want to lock in the whole pot because it's a lot easier to pay that 500 punk out or that G-Ball punk out than it is to go up there and fight for that 5-10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carl, some people have great pleasure with just being on a flyer with a headliner. Some people just get pleasure with being on a flyer with the person. You know, some mm-hmm. people just enjoy being listed in the same category as another. You don't give a damn about paying $500 punk out.
Hey, Trish, now listen, you're right in what you're saying, but is it their fault that you made them a headliner on your event? Is it mm-hmm. their fault that they locked in a car that you want to see them race, so you put them on the flight? Is it their fault? Did they pay you to put them on the flight?
No, I'm never saying there's fault, but what I'm saying is for a headliner, Carl, that has been through so much at this point, there got to be something worthy of him standing up there and just standing there. Because it seems like he driving, the people drive their car. Wait, Carl, hold on, Carl. I wasn't through. Because it seemed like they drive their cars back and forth places just for a few dollars. I could be wrong. However, if you lock in half the pot, even if you lock in half the pot, I think more mm-hmm. people will show up instead of playing these little games they play with the headliner, because they mm-hmm. playing with the top dog, you know? And we sick of that. I'm sick of it. And I know if I do a poll on Facebook with the fans, maybe mm-hmm. 90% of it would be sick of it. And it's no fault, too. It's no fault.
Who got all that
noise
back there with all that damn screaming?
I know, man. Because they got me yelling and shit. People dog walking their dog, looking at them patios like something going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get in a minute as soon as I get through this affair report. I'm going to get in a minute.
I'm just saying, Carl, you got to find a way to alleviate these people that just want to stand on the flyer with you. You got to mm-hmm. find a way to fix that. And stop dumbing down to them, because you give in to everything they ask you for, and then they get you all hyped up and get you talking and get on a flyer, and all they do is go home and put their finger in their booty hole to smell it, because they done stood next to the highest.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Lord, how much? Not the finger in the rear end.
Yeah. I'm not saying that these particular men that's doing it, actually doing that. I don't mean mm-hmm. that in a disrespectful way. I'm just saying what we have seen in the past 2 years. I'm on mic game 3 in a minute. But what we've mm-hmm. seen in the past 2 years, Carl, you know what? I'm going to back this shit up. 4 years Uh-oh. Ago, Kate wrecked that car. Twice, right, or three times. He wrecked the car every time it came out. It went to the wall, mm-hmm. to the left, to the right. That shit was dancing down the sideline. It wasn't doing shit but dancing to the left and to the right. Everybody mm-hmm. was saying, he need to get rid of that shit. He need to get rid of that car. Oh, that mold ain't shit. Oh, the chassis fucked up. It was everything. You know, being 100% honest, that's what they were saying, right? Brother mm-hmm. D, because people mm-hmm. thought I wasn't looking and listening, and that's all I was doing, was looking and listening, right? So after all that was going on, now you see the unfriendly ghost. I think people were betting initially, and over the past year, people were betting on him wrecking. They were not mm-hmm. betting on him getting down the track, so they thought they had an easy win. So, okay, I'm going to lock him in, because see it. Every time he come out, he hit the wall.
Bitch. Oh, man.
I know I got some free money. He finna mm-hmm. either hit the wall, or his shit ain't going to make it. He going to get out the gas, and a free win for me. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay? So now it's 2023. And they wait. Now they think they're going to wait till he get drunk to lock him in and do all kind of drunk, dumb shit. But guess what?
Oh, man,
he's still obliged.
Who
yeah.
It's
still obliged.
2024, Trigger, it's 2024 though, Trigger.
Wait, I'm getting to 2024. I ain't there yet.
Oh,
so the 2023
okay.
people locking me in because he's drunk and shit. Everywhere he goes,
uh-huh.
he gets drunk. Oh, we're going to lock his ass in. He's going to get drunk and forget. And he show up. Brian no ain't lying. See, Brian no ain't lying.
That's
Don
Julio.
See that Ryan just agreed. He no ain't lying.
Uh-huh.
So that didn't work.
Go ahead.
That didn't work.
Go ahead.
He's drunk, and he still got the car to the damn lanes and ready for me to race, and he's digging in his pocket, fumbling with his money, but he got it, right?
Uh-huh.
So now it's 2024. He done messed around and made one test pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
They done said that motherfucker 5 million times. He done had more shells
mm-hmm.
than Shay Shay had when Shay Shay interviewed
mm-hmm.
that old crazy-ass comedian. He done had more shells than that with that one damn test.
Oh,
pass,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now
they
can't say the drunk. They can't hide behind the drunk. They
mm-hmm.
can't hide behind
uh-oh.
The wall. They can't hide behind
uh-oh.
The fucked up tune. This shit going straight
uh-oh.
Down alley. Like a damn
mm-hmm.
airplane,
mm-hmm.
straight down there, ready
Boss
to take
Hall,
off.
Boss Hog tuning.
So when they fuck around to see that, they done got on the phone and talk so much shit to his drunk ass, they have to uphold
mm-hmm.
it. So they come and be like, you know what, Tate? I'm sorry you was drunk. I talked shit, but you remembered everything I said. Here you go, your little money. So Tate,
mm-hmm.
you know,
uh-huh.
I blame Tate at the end of the day because he keep playing with these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Tate got to find a way to lock in either half the pot or the whole pot. Oh, I don't want to see no more lock-ins. If any of these cars he locked in right now, done goddamn it, done paid them to punk out, I'm going to be putting red X's through their ass from now on until they lock in half or all the pot because it's you
mm-hmm.
to look at this shit on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I just took it through 4 years. I took it through 4 years of racing with Unfriendly Ghost. And
mm-hmm.
I don't even wear an Unfriendly Ghost t-shirt. You
know
what I'm saying? I'm an incognito like a motherfucker. But to be 100% honest, that's how that shit went. Somebody tell
mm-hmm.
me if I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the one button.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but anyway.
Been talking a lot, you've been talking a lot now.
Am I lying?
Not yet.
Stop me
not
when
yet.
I lie.
Not,
hey,
not
Ryan.
Yet. Not yet.
What up?
So earlier, you were still at work. You hadn't put the backhoe up. So
mm-hmm.
Jesse Thompson came on here and said,
that's
you said,
right,
well, how
that's
about
right.
I...
That's right.
Oh,
is
how about
Jesse
I lock
that,
in your car?
Jesse? You there, Jesse?
That's right. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Ryan? How you doing? What up?
They sound just alike.
Hey, Ryan, will you be bringing your car down to Dollarton?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Cause see, you shook my hand and still, and I ain't like how you looked at me.
Damn.
You, you kind of pissed me off earlier, so that's why I want
mm-hmm.
to lock you in. Yeah. Hello, as dog said, hello.
I'm listening to you, but what are you
yeah,
getting at?
I'm trying to lock you in. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to lock you in.
Oh, shit.
You're saying you ain't coming.
I swear they sound just alike.
They got to be cousins.
This is Ryan on two phones, I swear to God. I like
Sergeant Ryan. I shook his hand and still. I know he don't know him, but I shook his hand and still. He's a real cool cat.
Mm-hmm.
No,
Ryan, you talk while Jesse talking, Ryan.
I know. I'm new on the scene. I know. I know you don't know me. Don't nobody know me. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, keep talking, Ryan.
Off, though. You just kind of pissed me off a little bit earlier, so I had to check that, you know. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Ryan,
but
I'm kind of cause I give you this.
Hold on.
Because I know you coming to steal on Tate Race, so maybe we can do something.
But
what type of car you got? A Camaro.
Okay, what's
we're
name?
We're not class racing. We're not class racing. We grudge racing. I got a Camaro.
I don't class race.
Yeah.
What's the name?
Yeah.
What's the name of the car?
It ain't got no name. It's a brand new car. Ain't got no name. I ain't named it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ain't named it yet. Brand new car.
Okay, so you want me to run the car you never seen?
Well, didn't you ask me to lock in earlier? Didn't you ask me, do you want to run my car? Did I say that or you said that? I didn't say it. You said it.
Okay, so what are you getting at?
I'm coming just like
you. Gonna be down there. You gonna be down there in Darlington? Hold on.
I'm not running Tate, but I will be there in Darlington, and I'm not running Tate. Try again. I'm talking to you, not Tate. I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're not class racing. We're not, but I'm not running Tate.
Okay.
I can't beat Tate, but I can beat you, though.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'll be at Tate. I know. We'll talk when we get close to that.
That's fine.
Well, now, in Ryan's defense, we can talk right now. Hold on, Jesse. In Ryan's defense, though, you know his car, but he don't know your car.
Okay, so what do you want, a picture of it?
I don't know. I'm just talking. Damn, I thought
what?
I was on mute.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You want a picture of it? I ain't bringing a funny car.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what a funny car is, but let's. I don't know what a funny car or an unfunny car.
What does that mean in grudge racing?
Funny car or unfunny? I mean, what are you getting at?
Man, Ryan, you know what the hell a funny car is. I was being sarcastic.
No,
you know
I don't, because right now you sound like a joke. That's what you sound like.
I sound like a joke. You called me out on Facebook and I answered your bluff, but I sound like a joke. I joke on your ass if you get the dollars.
Damn. No, I don't. I don't do no joking when it comes to race. Anytime I say I'm a race. So,
look, I'm going to make this real simple. You can't come to Darlington, right?
No, it ain't that I can't come. I'm not going to be there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there without my car.
I understand that. So, well, you can see my car Saturday then. That's fine. You want to lock in at track Saturday?
You said you shook my hand?
I shook your hand and still.
I shook a lot of people's hand. Did I autograph you? Did you ask for autograph?
Oh, man.
I don't want nobody autograph that I can beat. No. You ain't dog. You ain't Tony Bynes and, you know, nobody like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
So?
Yeah, well, I'll see you down there Saturday then.
Hey, good deal, brother. Good deal. It's just that simple. You can look at my car, and we can lock in from there.
I ain't necessarily got to look at it. You can send me a picture. I can lock it in like that. I ain't necessarily got to see it Saturday.
Well, I'm just giving you the option. Now you can lay eyes on it.
There's nothing I'm going to see in person that I can't see on the picture.
Well, that's true, too. But why can't you go ahead and lock in? Your words was, how about I run your car? That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm really trying to get you to understand is, now you're a grown man, and I respect you because you're my elder, and, you know, I ain't going to ever disrespect you.
Mm-hmm.
But you be hollering about, any two cars can race. Mm-hmm. And when you feel like somebody ain't got none, your famous words is, how about I run you? Well, yeah, you can get me. It shouldn't matter what I got. You can get me.
Mm-hmm.
But the man ain't going to get go. That's not going to go.
Point blank, period.
I mean, you know, normally when people talk like this, they don't have no damn car. I don't even think you got no damn car. I just think that you just a high-strung spectator.
No, I don't care about all that because I ain't got.
I mean, have anybody seen you with this car?
I have a brand new car, sir. It's brand new. I will see you Saturday.
Okay.
I'm telling
you, I'll see you Saturday.
It's brand new. Cool. Say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog. I'm at work. I work down here at Savannah Riverside. You need me?
Wait, Jesse. I got a question before you go back to your work. Let me ask you one question.
Go ahead, Mr. Trigger. Go ahead.
You bringing the car Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to
Darlington. Ryan, you bringing Dirty Diana Saturday?
No, we just said that.
I'm coming. No, I'm not bringing my car.
I just wanted to make sure I heard what I heard, Flop. I'm listening to him. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to clarify because I wasn't sure who was bringing a car and who wasn't.
He not bringing it. He ain't going to bring it nowhere to Keisha in there anyway. So, you know, it really doesn't matter. But anywho, I got to go.
You say who that?
I mean, but
you
know,
man. Nah, you.
But that's not going to make him change his mind.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, but I mean, what you should do is you should pull it out of your mouth.
That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But my opinion is pull it out of your mouth. You always want
to.
You always want to rotate on your own merit.
But you pull
it out of your mouth.
You pull it out your mouth. You pull it out your mouth.
Hey, I got my own car. Hey, hold on.
And I got my own.
No one.
What you saying? What's the difference?
That's yet to be determined.
Hey, listen. I don't argue.
That's yet to be determined
about you. I'll see you Saturday.
That's yet to be determined.
I'll see you Saturday, sir.
Mhm.
All right.
Send the picture to Willie Dog.
So we're going to meet up and shake hands again Saturday, Ryan, and you're going to remember him this time because he's going to sound like he could be your twin.
I ain't
going to
remember because
he's
a nobody.
Oh, shit.
Hey, he a nobody, so I don't remember him. Like, he had to make me up. So I didn't walk up to him.
Yeah.
To him and ask him. What's his name?
I am a nobody. That's true because I have a brand new car. And I am a nobody. But, hell, I see I know difference than you. Who have you?
Hey, Jesse, I'm looking for you, Jesse.
Oh,
I'm looking for you, Jesse.
So,
because you get down there and you pop somebody, you might bear next week.
That,
I'm telling you now.
Hey, that ain't no different. But, you know.
You wearing the no-name car.
Mm-hmm.
You wearing that no-name car. I'm telling you. I'm watching this. Switching this, watching it. Everybody watching.
Yeah.
I want you to know
what
that now.
What year is the Camaro? What year is the Camaro?
Third gen, fourth gen. Stop. What's this bull space? What's going on?
Hey, dog is in y'all.
Who looking for Dirty Diana?
That is Mr. Jesse Thompson looking for Dirty Diana with that Camaro.
Who looking for Dirty Diana? What Camaro? What kind of Camaro you got?
I got a brand new
deal.
He won't say.
I got a brand new deal.
Okay, listen.
It's a brand new build.
Listen. Dirty Diana is not coming over there with the car. I'm coming only. It's paid.
Right.
Who is
and
this? Jesse?
Right.
Jesse?
Hey,
let me
I can't do nothing with you, sir. I don't want
Jesse.
You. I don't want to talk to you. I can't beat you.
Okay, well, I'm just,
talk
that's,
about
that's all I was going to say.
I'm not sure who you are,
Jesse.
All right. I'm betting with you. It ain't got nothing to do with you, sir.
Hey, Jesse. I ain't got no problem, bro. I ain't come over to be aggressive. I'm just saying he never told nobody he was bringing his car over there. So
I'm coming with my car over there. We understand that. But on Facebook today, you know, I just made a comment. And his words were, how about I run your car? So I said, well, cool. Hell, you can run my car then. That's fine. That's the only thing I said.
Okay.
I made an analogy. Because he told Mario last week he'll run. Any two cars can run, which is what he said today.
Right.
He said
right.
any
yeah.
two cars can run. So all the thing I
That's
say,
right.
well, when Mario say, well, he all still on glass. Ryan all still on glass. Let's lock in. Then Ryan say, well, that's a Mustang. Y'all say, hey, he had a lot of disadvantage. Okay, that's all opinion.
Right. Okay.
But any two cars can run. So I was going to lock him in. That's it. It's simple.
Oh, okay. Well,
I cannot
dispute none you saying, bro. I can't dispute none you saying. I just
got a call
and they clicked me on
and said, we good.
This, that,
we
and the
good.
Third. I don't even know the call.
He wanted to lock Ryan in for Darlington and Ryan not going. Ryan said he'll lock you in, him in for your race.
Hey, but nobody knows.
When it come up.
Look. Nobody know him. Nobody never knew of a car that he had, and nobody seen him do nothing. So, I mean, you know, this is probably something that's going to tie in our conversation about a headliner.
Mm-hmm.
If he
just took the words out of my mouth now, Ryan.
Look, if he run me, it's going to make him equal to me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't run
from nothing, like from nothing to something, huh, Ryan?
Yeah, I may allow him to say nothing. I may allow him to say nothing for his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
If I run him down,
Ryan, you talk about people you making want to get on your ass, Ryan. You be low grade people.
No, I mean,
you be low grade people nice, Ryan. You be low grade people nice, Ryan.
If I run him
nicely,
I want to explain this to you. If I run him, then he becomes something. Because right now he's walking around shaking my hand. I still don't know who he is. He said he shook my hand.
He had to go back to work, though.
You know, after
he worked at SRS, he had to go back to work.
Yeah, but I had to go wash it. Like, if I shake a person's hand, I don't know. You know what I do? I go wash my hands. Get me some damn hand sanitizer.
Lock in, Ryan. You can send us a picture of the car. Can you send us a picture of the car?
Do that.
Hello? Hold on. Y'all, everybody hold on for a minute. Hey, Mario.
What's happening, boss?
Last time you was on here, you got me and you both in trouble, but I got to ask you one more question. Now, Trika did a great job today, but I'm satisfied with I'm satisfied with that answer, but I want to hear from a racer. I want you to listen to everybody. Be quiet. Everybody put your phone on mute with all that noise. I got to ask Mario. This is a serious question, Mario, that I want to know for real. This is no bullshit. You know Tate the Great, right?
I do.
All right. Now, he done locked in some formidable foes. He done locked in some top-notch people, but most of them either couldn't make the race or they paid the punk out. You follow me so far?
Correct.
Now, I don't think he get his props or no credit because he ain't run nobody. What is your thoughts on that? I need to hear from you. Trico gave a damn good answer today I didn't think about, but I want to know what you think about that. To me, I think, everybody kind of, what I'm saying is, but don't give me props. I hear people talking about, he ain't did this and he ain't did this and he ain't running nobody in all this year. But if it ain't his fault because he ain't running nobody, what's his status? What's your thought on that, Mario? Tell me what the answer to that, man.
Yeah, he can't make nobody race, so he can't race himself. I mean, he getting in the paint. That's all you can ask from anybody. I mean, I can't. I'm not gonna take nothing from him, whether or not I think some of the races he locked in, he could have won or lost. But he's engaging, and that's all you can do as a grudge racer. You can't do nothing more than lock in. If a man don't run you, you get his punk out. If something don't happen, I mean, it's nothing you can do with it. I mean, he doing everything
brother
he can do to race.
Same shit. Brother D said the same shit. But I want to, don't you send them, Brother D. Shut up. Don't send them, Brother D. Now, but Mario, now somebody came on with a damn good answer. I didn't see this here. He said, yeah, that's all good and all that. But how can you give him props when he ain't did no work?
Which means, I mean, the only thing you're giving him props on is what he has done. You can only speak on what you know. And the only thing that you know is
but
he did what he did to try. He did what he did to try to race. Ain't no racing guarantee.
You take over here, Trico, because you came over with that answer today. Trico, come on in.
Mario.
You take over here.
Hey, Trico, how are you?
Mario? How you doing? I haven't seen you since last year. I talked to you either.
You
happy New Year and Happy Mother's Day. But, dog, I like to reintroduce myself annually.
I forgot you got
so,
a pass.
So, Mario,
I apologize.
You know, I agree with you with Tate. However, let me ask you this. How can I give you props on something I haven't seen you're capable of doing?
Oh, shit.
Right. But are you giving him props to say, hey, man, you a bad motherfucker because you beat this person? Or are you giving him props to say, hey, man, he trying to get into paint and engage. That's all I said. I can see him doing.
We gave him them props. Those are props that are continuously being the same props he's getting. However, level of trying. Let's take trying out of the equation. I know that's all he can do is try. At the end of the day, what has happened from trying? What has happened?
Probably nothing.
Okay.
Is what y'all saying.
So nothing from nothing leaves what?
Oh, man, nothing.
I don't know, Trico. I guess nothing.
I'm his biggest fan.
Mario, I want to hear it because she made a point, but I don't like it. But,
but I don't agree. But let me say this, right? I'm just being real with you and not being biased and not saying you're being biased. You're just speaking. You're doing what you're supposed to do, Trico, as – whatever you want to call yourself, you know, you being the reporter that you are. I'm just saying, for what you do for the game or the morning show, or the night show, or whatever you want to call it, dog show, you're supposed to do that. Controversy sells. However, mm-hmm. I can't take away. Can I say, oh, he didn't kick everybody's ass? No, you can't give him that. Can you mm-hmm. say, oh, he didn't call out anybody and everybody got out the way? That's a different way of
yep.
giving props, too. Because here's
yep.
the thing, Trico. Okay. You got some people that's bad as a motherfucker. Like, let's just say a Ricky, for example. I have to give him props. You know, let's just say in the mm-hmm. 4.84 world or 5 inches below, dude, are y'all going to continuously – I hear y'all all the time, but even though Saucy Bitch does what it takes, but let's go from a grudge point. If he oh. said, hey, listen, anybody want to engage, I saw him put up a when he was supposed to run – I might have been taped. No, deja vu. When you say, oh,
mm-hmm. yeah.
hey, you know what? We're supposed to run. He's not going to come. I got an opening for 8 o'clock Friday night. But because nobody said nothing, then y'all clearly say, oh, that's a bad motherfucker because he put out an open invitation. But he didn't,
Mario,
but he didn't grudge nobody.
That's
you know what I'm saying? So at that point, you want to give them people, you know what I'm saying, because of what he did or because they call out, you want to say, oh, that's a bad motherfucker. Ain't nobody fucking with them. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but it's the same Uh-oh. Result. They might not be fucking with them because they might have won every shootout and they could be scared. But at the end of the day, from the grudge side, it's the same results. You ain't done shit. Who have you grudged for the money?
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
And I'm not taking nothing from them. I'm just giving you – you asked me. So I'm giving it.
You are giving it, and I appreciate you giving. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that.
Right.
They say you're not always easily given. So I appreciate you giving.
See, Mario, that was my point, Mario. That was my point.
Wait a minute, honey, Willie.
Some people they give it, and some people they don't. But that boy, y'all making some good points. I'm loving it. I'm just letting you know that's what I was trying to say.
Because Mario, we get on here every week and say he a bad motherfucker. We get on here every week and say he
right.
a bully. We get on here every week and say he cleaned the track up and nobody wanted to do nothing. We can say that for the rest of our damn life.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, Mario, not even controversial included. What has he done? Besides walked in the race and got the punk out.
Right. But as I'm saying, are we speaking for this as what had you done? This he is a grudge racer, right or wrong?
Yes, mm-hmm. he is. Absolutely.
In order to be a grudge racer, so let me ask you this, Tree. Let me ask you this, right? Let's say you go out here and you got a badass football or baseball team, right? And let's say
mm-hmm.
high school
mm-hmm.
basketball. I'm going to say high school. I ain't going to go pro. Let's say you got
mm-hmm.
a high school basketball team and some bad motherfucker. You might have LeBron and Kobe and whoever else thugs the door on that team, right? So what if
mm-hmm.
every time you walked out, if you walked off of that game, the other team forfeited?
Right. That's exactly what Brother
okay,
D said.
Okay, hold. Okay, okay. So
right.
what
okay.
happens?
Okay.
So what happens? Whose fault is that?
It's the losing team's fault.
Okay. So time out. So does that discredit the fact that them people could go can have a great season because somebody forfeited?
It does not discredit them at all. We're not finding fault in Tate. We're just saying we're diminishing his value because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So why doesn't that raise the value if every time you go in there, who's to say who is the determining factor of what diminishes and what raises value?
Oh,
good point. So the determining factors, the people that determine this are the same people that determine if he's a headliner or not.
Okay,
hold
but that's
up,
the same.
Mario, hold up. I got to throw something else in there that's fucked up. You and Trigger can do the debate, but I got to throw the meat in there. Somebody just sent me a text, and I don't agree with it. They said Tate
mm-hmm.
only locking in calls that ain't ready.
Oh, man.
Why the fuck they locking in if they ain't ready? I'm going on mute.
See, Mario, that's the problem. That's the problem, Mario. Let me tell you something.
Look,
he got to stop locking in these calls for 2-on-10. He got to start locking in half the part of the whole part.
Yeah, but how the hell would somebody know that? How would somebody know if
he wouldn't. He wouldn't. But humans assume the worst for Tate. Humans go assume the worst for Tate right now.
So, Trigger, even though somebody said that, and even by somebody that I'm just being I'm just being the lawyer that I might be for right now, right? I don't care. I defend you if I can. This whole thing I'm saying.
You're the godfather in training. You're the godfather in training.
Right.
Godfather in training.
So my question to you is, if somebody locks in 2-on-10 five times out of the year and they don't show up, whether or not they car ready or not, who the jackass? The man who gets walking away with 10,000? Okay.
Data jackass.
So my point, if he locked in 2,000, he rolled through those gates, he got in the beams. I'm going to tell you what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, I don't know how good his car is. I don't know if he's truly fast. I don't know if he's bad as they want him to be. But I seen him play poker with a motherfucker out there when I went to Alabama. The only time, only reason I have been to, I seen him play poker with a
mm-hmm.
man who, they one was scared and the other was glad. I got to keep it 100.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Yeah, they
come
both,
on, Mario.
One of them, I'm just being honest. One of them wanted another pass. The other man felt like that was a sign of weakness and told Tate, fuck it, you got to go now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him push all
hey,
in.
Wait, Mario,
he pushed
we ain't
all
gotta
in
do all
on.
That. We ain't got to do all that. That was Bigfoot. Now keep going.
Okay, well, listen, regardless, I don't know that part. All I'm saying to you, Trika, when they pushed him again in that corner,
mm-hmm.
right
yeah.
then and there,
he did what it took.
That's all I
exactly.
can say. I can't speak on
yeah.
nothing else.
Yeah.
That's all
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
at the end
yeah.
of the day,
yeah.
at the end of the day, and then he went out there and he told his man, when I crank up, y'all better come on or y'all going to pay me. And the goddamn car ain't went 4 inches.
Oh, man.
It blew the tires off.
So, Mario,
at the end of the day.
Mario.
Huh?
Hold on. Let me interject right quick. Hey, Tate, you on there? Where you at, Tate? Let me ask you just one question.
No, we can't. I object. I don't. Right now, Trika, you and I are talking on what's bad.
I just need to verify a number. That's it.
Okay.
I ain't asking nothing about his car. I just need to ask
mm-hmm.
a number. Tate, where you at? Get on here. I need to ask you one quick. You know what? Ryan can probably answer this question. How many times has that same car already paid Tate the punk out?
That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant.
Yeah, probably about, in one night it was about 3 times.
Damn.
So
over the past 3 years, how many?
Not the Bigfoot.
Probably about five. About 5 times.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down, you got to take it easy, Trika. Don't go too fast. What Mario is saying is, fuck all that what happened in the past. He said at that time,
right.
he should have
mm-hmm.
been the same like he's supposed to. That's what he's saying. That's what
he did.
That's all you can do. But listen, Trika, that's all I'm saying. In order to create yourself to be a bad motherfucker or be tough as everybody wants you to do, you got
mm-hmm.
to A, either accept the races you want or pick good races and beat them. That's, you can do that. Or number two, you got to be a bad motherfucker to call out anybody that look and sit like you, climb from anybody. Those are the
mm-hmm.
only two things, in my opinion, that can get you to be a bad motherfucker without actually racing. Because at that point, it's nothing else you can do. At the end of the street.
I stand down, Mario.
You can only do what you can do. Can you race
mm-hmm.
yourself? I can't put up
20
and 20. You know what I'm saying? I think chess is the only game they say you can play yourself in, baby, or check it. I don't fucking know. But I'm just saying
mm-hmm.
I don't see the fun in that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you.
But Mario, I understand all that, and I agree 100% with that. But on the other hand, how can we continue to do this when you have not produced anything? Like think about it like this, Mario. You got 3 mango trees in the back. You got one
mm-hmm.
mango tree that costs you $10,000. It bears fruit, and the fruit will make you do all kind of stuff. Your heel, your bones, your skin, your hair, everything look good. It's a $10,000 tree. Your $5,000
mm-hmm.
tree here is just do the hair and the skin, no bones, nothing else. And then you got this $1,000 tree. Everybody
mm-hmm.
come here every year to look at this $10,000 tree, wait on it to bear fruit. Because, you know, that's a bad motherfucker right there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody bearing fruit but the $1,000 tree. How you going to keep calling this $10,000 tree a bad motherfucker? Because all we know is what they say. All we know is what the truth, what has happened to get to the point of producing, but it has not produced.
Got a lingo, a jingle, and a lingo.
This is my only question in rebuttal to what you're saying. That is perfectly fine, right? But it's only one thing you have to keep in mind. I need to know what your professional opinion, if you are the judge to determine what, quote unquote, a bad motherfucker is, then the only thing I need you to do is lay down the rules to be number A, a contestant of a bad motherfucker, or what it takes to be one. So if you can't give me that, then that's fine if you want to say he's not a bad motherfucker. Here's the thing. I'm not even saying he's a bad motherfucker. I want to say that on the record. I'm not saying he's a bad motherfucker. I'm saying he's done everything he's supposed to do as a grudge racer. Whether or not you all feel like the opponents he's choosing is weak, full of shit, whatever, it doesn't matter. It was a lock-in and that. But all I'm saying is if you're going to discredit him, it's a lot of other motherfuckers you calling bad motherfuckers that people are feeling they bad or kiss their ass for doing the same thing, which is nothing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Stop right there. Hold up. Let me tell you something else in there. Mario, you and Trigger, y'all, I got y'all. See, I know how to call the right motherfucker. Now, Mario, now, I'm going to say it like this here. Now, Softy B probably get their shit as being a bad motherfucker because they run the shootouts and then won the shootouts. So is it a different kind of...
Yes,
there
it is, dog.
Kind of bad motherfucker.
And dog, I'm going to tell you why you didn't get it, because you're a driver and you've been around longer than me and you ain't done it, right? You ever heard that it's some bad motherfucker that drive for free? And it's some bad motherfucker that it's some bad motherfucker when you got them 50s and 60s and dollars and all that shit on the line? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that some people can't be the same. I'm just saying for some drivers, that is the determining factor. So what I'm saying to you, dog, is when you leave home and you ain't got nothing else invested, you go around. Some people do it, and that's not taking nothing from the car. That's not taking nothing from the situation. But here's the difference. If I'm out there running for the next round, or if I'm out there running to put all of it up, you might go four rounds, 25% of what me and you might bet on one pass. I'm going to approach the situation different. That's all I can say, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I think that made a lot of difference between grudge races.
Okay, my point was I didn't like it because, to me, I hear this shit, like they don't give him credit. They don't give him credit, but then like, I'm going to say it like this again. They give Salt the B credit, but Salt the B do the same thing Tate do now. He don't lock in the races like Tate. What I'm saying is, he said he'll raise anybody on the property before the shootout. So is that the same? Is that the same thing? That's not the same thing as locking a motherfucker in like Tate been locking him in, right?
No,
it's not the same thing.
That's merely saying what you want to do. But guess what?
Right.
To me, that still classifies you as a bad motherfucker.
I feel like
you a bad motherfucker because you give anybody the opportunity to step up.
Yeah.
So once you make that announcement, and you can't back down from that. That means I'm standing on what I say. But from what you all are telling me, if nobody accepts the call out, now he's not a bad motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Hold up, Trigger. Y'all doing good, but I got to throw my shit in there because I'm learning some shit that I had in the back of my mind. Now, Mario, everybody on this phone, whether they like it or not, some people don't like it, that when you come on here, they say you get more respect than somebody else, and you might say this shit, and they say they said the same shit, and they didn't agree. But, Mario, would you say you was an extra bad motherfucker when I dogged your ass for a fucking whole week and told you couldn't even get out of the fucking track, you couldn't do shit, and you looked me in the face and told me, what did that bag go up? Do that make you a double bad motherfucker, Mario?
It make him a bad motherfucker, dog.
It may, dog, but I'm going to tell you this. I can be honest with you from my point of view right now. It don't pay well.
Right.
I can tell you that. Because right now, you know, not and not just saying on myself or our team or people. No, it's a lot of people out there that we all come from grudging, but we it's not that many people that'll lock us in to do a grudge race. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not disrespecting nobody. I'm being honest. It ain't too many times I can come down to Darlington or go to Orangeburg or go to Carolina and say, hey, man, we come out there, we're going to do a grudge with somebody. You got what I'm saying? So now it went to, you know, it just, I guess, like you said, the bigger you get, the more shit come with it. So now you might get the, you know, not saying like a Salty, for example. We got the same kind of car. We might race once a year, twice a year, but as far as grudging and having fun, what I consider fun, it ain't no fun when people are scared of you. Some people do it because they want it, and man, some people might call it respect, and it's cool, but it ain't, it, you know, if you're perfecting your craft, it's almost like you're getting punished for it, but I understand why, you know?
Okay, I got a text, Mario, and I already said it. They wanted me to tell you, and Mario, that you're a bad motherfucker. You answered your question, and you're a bad motherfucker.
Oh,
but
man,
I already told y'all. That's why I called him. We know you're a bad motherfucker. When you're a bad
BML
motherfucker, sometimes you don't have to say you're a bad motherfucker. You just do what you do. You just do what you do. But
so Mario,
they want me to
I appreciate it.
So Mario, I'm not saying we're taking away Tate's bad motherfuckerness. He is a bad motherfucker for locking in.
No.
He is a bad motherfucker for showing up. He is a bad motherfucker for doing everything he can do to get them to get in the beat. They're not going. Where do we end the bad motherfucker? Because we can't call him a bad motherfucker for racing.
Right. But what if you listen to me, I went on record.
I heard you
5 minutes ago, and I said,
and you said
I'm not saying he's a bad motherfucker. I'm only saying that he's doing everything he could do as a grudge racer.
He's
supposed to do. That's all.
I think everybody everybody in that racing at that level is a bad motherfucker in their own way. Like
you're right.
So like you can't race at that level and not be a bad motherfucker.
Hey, whoever washing dishes, man, put your fucking phone on mute till you get through washing them goddamn dishes. And all that fucking noise.
I'm not saying that Tate not a bad motherfucker because we all know he a bad motherfucker. I'm saying that some of these imposters, fake wannabes, are locking in this race with him just to be relevant for a minute. And
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think these people.
What you think, Ryan?
Like, we don't. You can't say that because they don't have those type of. They don't have those caliber of cars where they play. Like that's the real deal. That's like the heavyweight of girls racing. It ain't no level higher than
you
that.
You find out
who's
washing these motherfucking dishes.
So, Ryan, some heavyweights like to fight welterweights. Some heavyweights like to fight flyweight.
Some heavyweights don't like to fight
heavyweights. I'm gonna drop weight to race you. I'm not gonna pull up to race him.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. You have some heavyweights that's what you have. But you have all those.
I didn't hear your dog had put you on mute. Say it again. You have some heavyweights that what?
I said you have some heavyweights that won't ever show up for whatever reason. Like, not show up to the race, but not show up and actually engage in the girls' race. But, I mean, at that level,
calling them
you
heavyweights.
Can't get to that
level. They ain't heavyweights.
Yeah, but
they're not heavyweights,
no,
love.
They heavyweight.
If you
they
say they never show up, that's not a heavyweight.
In my opinion, I think all of them are heavyweights. They just don't want to, just like you said.
Should everybody heavyweight then? Let's just give everybody a heavyweight.
That ain't true. I'm
Ryan,
not a heavyweight.
We got to stop saying all these people heavyweights when they're not showing time. Time and time again, they're showing us they're not. You have to take people for who they are, where they stand. You can't keep putting them on the pedestal and they keep showing us they belong on the damn ground. Can't do that. We got to stop that. So Tate is a heavyweight.
Deja vu, back down one time.
He done came back and locked him back in. If they race this time, what you say, Brother D?
You cannot take a man's status, away from him just because. That's like simply
just because what? Just because what, Carl? Just because what? I can't.
Am I allowed to finish?
It's like no, but you gotta say, you gotta say just because something though, just because something, not just because. That's you leaving that open for anybody to interpret. I can't remove a heavyweight just because what?
You're on the Buick.
Huh?
You're on the Buick.
I ain't hear you. I can't hear you. What do you say, kid?
I couldn't hear him either. Somebody said it sounded like you're on the Buick or something.
Because we can't keep saying just because. Just because what? On a dick?
You're on a Buick.
On a what?
You're on a Buick. Right.
Because he own a belt.
Hey, whoever that talking, back
he
up on the phone.
A Buick is what they saying. Trika, they saying because he own a Buick. B-U-I-C-K. They cracking on Brother D because he a Buick man.
Oh man!
Yeah, you gotta. We gotta stop. We gotta stop leaving these sentences open for anybody to interpret. We gotta finish them with a period. Because just because is a midway through a sentence. Just because what? We can't take a heavyweight. Tell me why we cannot take a heavyweight. It's a fragment sentence. You're absolutely right. You can't leave it open.
Mario. Hey, Mario, if you want to get out of here, you can, Mario. You want to get out of here, Mario, you can if you want to. If you want to, Mario.
y'all like.
Hey, Mario, I want to thank you. Mario, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you for talking with me. I do agree with you. Tate is a bad motherfucker. However, Tate has not done anything. He's done everything to get there, but
hey,
when
Trika.
We get there, don't nothing happen. So we have to wait at that.
What?
We got to wait
I can finish Brother D's statement. You cannot take away a man's status of being a heavyweight because the other half that's supposed to participate don't show the fuck up.
I'm not taking I'm not taking his heavyweight. I'm not taking his. I'm taking the one that's not showing up.
I'm
taking the one that's not showing up.
Yeah, the
that's
motherfucker that don't show up,
That's the one that's getting taken. I'm not taking nothing from Tate. Tate is everything
change.
He has said to be.
He's a loose change. Yeah, he's
a
loose change.
So don't think, don't ever think I'm talking about this directed at Tate. Tate is everything he has shown us to be until he gets to the beans and the other person don't. So what I'm saying is we cannot keep giving these other cars heavyweight. They're not showing up. We can't keep saying this. They're not showing up.
But then.
Okay, Trika, can I ask you a question?
Ask me.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm asking a question, right? What you saying sounds 1,000% true. Can you not keep, you said you cannot give these cars that keep showing up heavyweight, and I agree with you to a certain extent. But if you can't do that, then how are you going to keep faulting a man that is showing up to try to race? But you don't want to give him, you want to take credit for one, for don't show up, but you don't want to give credit to the man that's still trying to show up and engage.
Mario, we're going to give him credit. We're going to give him credit to where the credit ends. And the credit ends at a bad motherfucker that show up, that lock in races, that's race ready at the right time, and we're getting the beans. That's where we stop the credit.
Patrick,
we cannot give him credit for being a bad motherfucker that's racing when it's not happening.
But, Trika, it takes two people to race. Trika, can I ask you this question here? The woman,
go ahead.
You're a woman, right? You're a bad motherfucker, right? And I didn't hear some things real. You know, I didn't maybe... I done heard some shit when we kind of done been off the air, and I done heard you say some little shit here and there about what you can do in this, right? But I'm going to say this respectfully to you as a woman, right? Let me ask you a question. If a woman walk around all day long and say she got the best shit it is down there, you can't do nothing with this motherfucker.
Oh,
this is a bad motherfucker I got down here and all that, but you won't never give it to nobody. What the fuck does that what stands on that?
Hey,
come on, Mario, not the pooty tank.
Mario, and I'm gonna answer you. Wait a minute, and I'm gonna answer you, Mario, and I'm gonna answer you.
Just because you got toys and you got a hand and you can play with that motherfucker yourself.
I ain't gonna go to all
that.
That
don't make
you
a bad motherfucker
now.
What other time?
Dog want to hear his career, y'all.
Well, that was a good goddamn question. That was a damn good question.
Hey, Mario, you give her credit to her credit in. And what you would give her credit for is when she walk around the track, is she a bad motherfucker? She walk around the track, she smell good, a motherfucker going to look back twice, she a bad motherfucker. A motherfucker, she got a nice round booty, she a bad motherfucker. Nigga might touch it on the sly, and it's soft. She a bad motherfucker. But that's where her credit is.
Can I help you out? Trika, can I help you out from a man's point of view?
But that's where
can
her
I help you out from a man's point of view? Let me tell you something. I don't know, damn, you got the pretty. Listen, you can pay for the prettiest titties. They got them people that pay for titties all day. You can get BBLs. Mm-hmm. You can make your ass look good. You can do all that. Mm-hmm. But ain't none of that shit got nothing to do with what's going to keep that you. Got thing. To know what you're doing. That thing got to be right, Tricky. That motherfucker be dry as the desert, whatever you want to do.
Damn,
don't nobody want none of that. We don't give a damn if you got the prettiest ass, you got the titties that stand up with no bra. If that box ain't where it's supposed to be, Tricky, you ain't got yourself a shit. Now, I'm just
going
to tell you that.
Hey, Mario, I want to tell you, I want to put that shit into tape right now.
Mm-hmm.
The same shit you put into the bad body and the pickup and the knife, throw that shit at tape and say, hey, you got the prettiest ghost, you got the whitest car, you got the most money to put in the locket. You get to the line. You ready. You finna go in the beams. And the bitch next to you don't show up. You ain't got yourself shit, baby.
Oh, no, you still got what you got up. Now, Trika, I'm going to be honest. I can't agree with you on that. Cause let me tell you why, Trika. So you mean to tell me if a motherfucker come in there and you tell a motherfucker you got all that shit going on down with you and he get there and he get ready to get in that motherfucker and something just this shit don't work or it don't do like this or that dick won't get hard that and he go back and tell everybody, man, my dick wouldn't get hard. I couldn't even fuck up. So I'm just going to be honest with you, right? Does that take away the fact that your shit wasn't good or does that make his shit wasn't – he couldn't get it up? Now, see, that which one is? That's what I was going to say.
Hey, Mario, it depends on what you're looking for. If I can't make you get up, then it's me. If I can't make you get up, then it's me. And then, if you still can't get up when I've done everything I can do, then it's you. It depends on who.
Okay, so let me ask you. So, Trika, what, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if you lay down there, you say that motherfucker pretty and you got that shit buff all over and he can't do a damn thing with it, stop acting like it got something to do with you. You go tell your homegirl, I did all this motherfucker did when he got you. It can't do a damn thing.
No.
Mario, man, not
this. Mario. If I go into a room with a man, and for some reason, and any reason, he can't get up, it's totally my fault. 100% is my fault.
Oh, man.
So the fact that it's a common problem in the world, or they make it called erectile dysfunction. They ain't got a damn thing to do with what you trying
you
to
ain't got
so that
no
man dick
goddamn business
work.
Coming in here.
Okay,
you ain't got no business coming in here.
That's all I'm trying to say, Trika. That ain't your fault.
That's why they
listen,
pay the punk
that's
out.
All
they
I'm
ain't
trying
got
to
no business
listen.
In here.
That's
they got
cool.
No business.
Oh,
they got
so
no business
so,
part
so,
of the
so,
garage.
Hey, kid, we got Tutu. We got Tutu on the phone listening, so y'all keep going. He said y'all got a good show going.
Oh,
Tutu
man, I got damn Tutu. Oh, Lord.
Okay. I just try to do the different way.
You and Trika got to keep going, because y'all keep going. I'm like Flop. I almost got it up.
Because Mario, when you really think about it, like, I know Tate no here bad motherfucker. We ain't got to keep telling him that, but at the end of the day, he got to be getting sick of this shit too. You got to be getting sick of it because if you,
hell,
if you
I ain't
offer me,
sick of
if you offer
it.
Me $2,000, if you offer me $2,000 to let you in my room, that's okay. But if you offer me $50,000 to make sure you get off, I'm gonna be mad. I want the $50,000. I don't want that fucking $2,000.
Yeah, but guess what? But Trika, let me tell you something. The only thing about that $50,000. That 50 ain't guaranteed. If they don't go, that 2,000 is.
That's why I need the guarantee. That's why I'm telling you that Tate got to stop locking in this 2-on-10 and either get 5 or the whole pot. That's why
Right. Well, let's say that. We saw how that worked out, too. I saw how that worked out in Alabama, too.
I saw a man lock in the whole pot there, too.
I saw how that shit ended, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean shit. That don't mean shit either.
It wasn't no $10,000.
It was 5. But it was the whole pot. I don't give a damn what it was.
Yeah.
They couldn't back out.
And they paid the 5. They paid the 5.
Hey, Tricky. They couldn't back out. But listen, it's okay, Tricky. It's okay.
But,
all
but
I'm
Mario,
saying to y'all is
really
I'm not
want to think
y'all
about
be
it.
Afraid of the man that's trying. Okay.
No, I love it. I love it that he's trying. But we're gonna have to stop. He gonna have to stop playing with these people. He gonna have to stop obliging their command. He gonna have to stop coming down to their level. Make their ass stand in the paint. They want to be on the flyer next to him. Make their ass earn that flyer spot. Fuck all that.
But Trika, you swap it. But Trika, you switching around now though. At the end of the day, that still negates the fact that whether or not they do it or not, you want to say you tired of seeing that, but you wouldn't see nothing if he don't continue to do what he's supposed to do, which means I'm going to be this place at this time. We're supposed to run at 8 o'clock. Here go our deposit. See you there. That's all.
You're right. Nothing from nothing. You're right. You're right. You're right, Mario. 100% right.
But listen,
however,
but listen now, after 4 years. You get on this damn show. But listen now, you get on this show 3 days out of the week, and y'all let motherfuckers get on here and talk to you. Because we got to kill 2.5 hours. And you let a motherfucker get on here with their pipe dreams and talk about what they going to do, what they going to do. And they argue with a motherfucker back. I'm just saying, they argue with a motherfucker for 2 hours on here to make the show go bad about what they going to do. And I'm going to do this here, and my car get back, and what the fuck, all this shit here. But then you got a man over here who then locked in, and we're going to see and have a show about him. Why you have a show about these motherfuckers that cars ain't never got back right yet?
Bullshit.
I don't want to hear about the motherfucker that's engaging. Shit, I'm y'all want to tell the truth. I don't give a damn on like me. I ain't got no car. Fuck it. I ain't got nothing to prove either. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Y'all waste 2 hours of people's time in here. Everybody listen to Pipe Dream. The man that lock in, we going to have a show about the man who actually locking in. I don't want to hear that shit. Trigger state.
You got a point there, Mario.
Hey, Mario, this show ain't about him. This show about him playing with these motherfuckers.
Okay, well, say that. Let's start off that then, because the question I was asked, if that take out from him. The man can't do but what he can do. Now, I'm just saying right now, Trigger. Hey, the man can't got there. He might can race himself, but I don't know how that
works. You answered my question.
But, Trigger, it's always fun talking with you now. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you engaging, but there's two things you said tonight that I think you didn't say. You ain't keep it 100.
Trigger had a hell of a fight now.
Hey Mario.
So, dog, let me ask you a question. She had a hell of a fight, but how it ended up?
If you had the rule right now, we're still fighting.
Mario, we're
going into round 10, baby. What you talking about?
Hey, I can't answer that to tomorrow, Mario. She get a pass all day today. I can't answer tomorrow because, you know, I need a pass all day today.
So, Mario, on this show, you ain't going to get it. You might get that in the morning.
Mario.
When you ask tomorrow, Mario, I ain't coming on the show.
Ask me tomorrow, goddamn.
Hey.
So, Mario,
hey,
when
Trico,
I don't show up, y'all gonna have to take my bad motherfucker away from me because I ain't showing up for him to tell me you won. Lie.
Well, Trico, I'm gonna keep it like this right here. I'm gonna let y'all have it. I'm gonna still stand on tape. I'm gonna say, hey, continue to do what you do, Trico. That's cool. Y'all good on this morning show, talking about this good racing. And I do, and I'm gonna give you credit for at least saying what you said. That you know what, if somebody coming in trying and they don't get right, you're gonna do everything in your power to make sure they do. So, hey, I'm gonna give you credit for that one. That's all I give you credit for.
Good report. Hold up, I'm gonna read this in text now. It said she got knocked the fuck out. She got knocked the fuck out.
Hey dog. Guess who that is, dog? Guess who that is, dog?
Ooh.
That's a motherfucker that ain't a heavyweight, because, see, they want relevance right now. They looking for some relevance.
Okay.
They're trying to get up here with me, so they're going to say that every time. You know, you got to make sure you know that now.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is, but look here, the good thing about it, see, is always, see, a lot of people, they think when I come on here and do some shit, I just be going one person. I told you, Trico made a damn good point that I didn't have an answer for, so I said, let me call Mario. I call Mario, motherfucker, there.
Godfather in training.
Because Mario, what I told dog earlier is I'm a bad motherfucker. And the analogy I gave was every day I get up, I take me a shower, I get dressed, I get my shit together, I go to work because my clothes look good, I feel good, I do good. On the days that I call out, people will say, Shakita, a bad motherfucker, but she ain't here today. I ain't gonna get no money because they say I'm a bad motherfucker. I ain't going to get one red cent because they say I'm a bad motherfucker and I ain't show up today. I ain't there. I'm a bad motherfucker, though. And when I am there, I give 110%. So all Tate can do is lock him in, let him talk him 1,000 words, wait till he get drunk to keep talking, and then when he's drunk, they think they won, but then they don't realize the man still going to show up. And when the man show up, they ain't racing.
That's what they
It is what it is.
Hey,
we at where we at.
You on date? Where you at?
Aries.
Hey, listen. I've been on about 30, 40 minutes or whatever. And guess what? I was out. Me and my girl was out.
celebrating goddamn Mother's Day and took out to dinner. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday was hectic, so we did something today. But neither the here nor there, I don't care nothing about being no bad motherfucker. I appreciate Mario. Mario, you know, we got the utmost respect for each other. I fucked with you the long way, and that's cool.
Of course.
But I don't care nothing about this, who the baddest motherfucker. I never have. I mean, you know what I'm saying? My history of this same car that I got right now, I done been through a lot with this car.
Mm-hmm. I gave them your whole history, Tate.
Who back there fixing the rear end in the car? Put the phone on mute. Ain't nobody talking to Tate. Yes, y'all going mute. I done stuck with this same motherfucking car. No matter what the fuck it put me through. And I'm still right here.
She gave the history.
So I don't care nothing about. I just want a motherfucker to dance. That's all I care about.
That's right.
On everything I love, I don't give a fuck about being no bad. The baddest motherfucker can't get no races. And I don't think
there
about
you go.
That shit.
There you go,
mad.
You bad motherfucker. You sick of it, ain't it?
I don't understand.
You sick
of
it, ain't
it? That's what I said, Tate.
Y'all let me talk. Y'all don't understand what it's like to leave a race. I left Bobby Cole right with a fucking functioning car. Nothing wrong with it. And didn't get a chance to fuck somebody up or fuck somebody up. That's what y'all don't understand. I didn't get out there other than A-Train because me and him is cool, and I pushed that lock in. I could have got that money. I'm going to tell y'all niggas this. Y'all don't understand when a nigga want to really race. I could have took his money. I could have took A-Train money and said, lock back in for my race. I did not take his money. I didn't. I said, hey, bro, it's all good. Your car wasn't ready. You didn't show up. We are pushing tomorrow.
Man, who got all that goddamn noise, man? Who got all that motherfucking noise in the background we can't hear?
Yeah. See, that's a nigga that want to race. I want to race. I don't want the puck out money. If I got it coming and you didn't show up and your shit was fucked up or whatever, yes. Tate want his money. I don't got nothing to do with none of that shit. I spent a lot of money to get my car ready for the race on race day. I want my fucking money. But because A-Train didn't have his car together or whatever happened with A-Train, now I'm a promoter. So I didn't take his money. I could have said, hey, man, give me my money and lock back in. I could have done that, but I didn't do that. I told this man, don't worry about it. We'll push it to my race. I want to race that man. I want to race that man. Now let's move past that, and that's why me and that man still locked in, because I'm not ducking no motherfucker out here. I want to race.
Tate, you want to show up to the track for Punk Out, or you want to race for the whole?
Listen, that same thing they talking about with Joe Louis, Tika. I done locked that man in for the last 4 years in a row.
Ooh,
every year. Let's get to the bottom of that with these fag-ass niggas talking about I didn't let the man crank his car up and I took his money. That ain't how that went. I done locked that man in for the last 4 years. Every year, I let that man, he's never ready to race at the time of the race.
Tate, what I told you, Tate?
I don't know, Tricker. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Every year that I locked Joe Louis in for the last 4 years, every race we go to, whatever, if we lock in at 9, he don't never be ready. I said, don't worry about it, dog. You want to make another shakedown? He said, yeah. He make another shakedown, he don't like his ET. He don't like his ticket. And then that's when he paid me the punk out money. I give him 2 or 3 shakedowns every fucking time I'd have locked him in. Now, at Bobby Cole race this year, I'm in the lane. are at the back. It's about 9:15. We posted, hold up, before I say this. The official race was at 9 o'clock. They came to me early in the day and said, hey, Tate, you want to push the race to 10 because me and the track opened up later, and me and Donye talked, and we're going to push our race an hour later. Do you have a problem pushing the race an hour later? I said, bro, it's whatever y'all want. I ain't got no problem with that. You want to push it an hour later? So we push it from 9 to 10. Now, this is me again accommodating the same people because I want to race, not because I want to take their punk out money. The last 3 years, I never took their punk out money at the time I was supposed to take it. I never did that. And you can get any one of the motherfuckers on this phone and vouch for that. I never took their money. I gave them a chance to get their car straight so we can fucking race. So, come on. At 9:15, my car was in the lane. It was a line, a long line. And I asked them, I said, hey, I'm going to make this shakedown. And I don't think I'm going to be back around by 10 o'clock. Y'all cool with that? They said, no. I said, hey, Joe Lewis. Oh, shit. Yeah, you done locked in for the last motherfucking 4 years straight. I done accommodate you every motherfucking year when you didn't feel confident about your car going down the track. And I done gave you multiple shakedowns after the lock-in time. You going to tell me you ain't going to give me one? Look me in my motherfucking face. I said, look me in my face as a man and tell me you ain't going to give me one motherfucking shakedown. And if I can't be back by 10, it ain't going to be a problem. He said no. His crew said no. They said no. We got the race right now. And just like Mario said, I said, fuck you, nigga. Get that motherfucking money up there. I ain't going to make no shakedown, nigga. We're going to get up there for this motherfucking cash. We had about 16,000 up there. We had about 16,000 up there. And them motherfuckers couldn't start up. If they try to start that bitch two times, dog, you think I don't want to get them locked in for two? Hold up, dog. Oh, not, see, I'm glad you're getting it straight, Tate, because I didn't know about all that. I want to tell you the whole story. I want Mario to hear this. Because I didn't accommodate them guys several years. We was locked in 2,500 on 10,000 or better. And I had another $1,000 on the side with Kurt between me and Don, my race and Donye race. He said $500 on Donye race, $500 on your race, and tell him we're going to pay the park out. So that's $1,000, right, dog? Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. They paid Donye the park out money. So now my race come up. They couldn't start up, and they wouldn't let me make that shakedown. Because I told them, I'm going to make this shakedown no matter what. I'm going to cool my cough. I'm going to come back around. I'm not going to make it by 10 because the line's too long. They said no. So you think after they try to crank that car up two or three times, I'm going to let them motherfuckers, God damn it, get away? No, sir. No, sir. And I told them after they couldn't crank up, Mario, listen to me, Mario. After they couldn't crank up, I told them, pay me my motherfucking money and lock the fuck back in.
Okay.
They didn't do that. They didn't do
that.
Understood. So all these fag-ass niggas worried about why the fuck I ain't give them a chance to crank their car up, suck a dick.
Damn.
This shit is bigger than what the fuck y'all know about what the fuck going on. For the last 4 years.
Dog, you don't remember when Tate said, give me my motherfucking money, nigga. Y'all tried to play me and wouldn't let me make a shakedown. Me and you was standing up there when they tried to crank it. Yeah, when they tried to crack the
pussy. I saw him trying to crack it.
Hey,
dog. All of this, I've been new.
Hey, dog, hold up, Chica. You know, I've been laid back, and I ain't even been on the shows, but I hear everything. You got the podcast niggas airing from Street King and niggas all up in Michigan talking about, man, he could have let them crank their car. You don't know what the fuck.
They wouldn't let him make another pass.
Listen to this shit. It wasn't that their car could have cranked up. They didn't get their car going until the next day. They called
in. But that ain't the problem. The problem is, why is the expectation for Tate to give so much when they ain't giving?
We talked about this same shit three weeks ago.
Why the fuck do I gotta keep giving them a pass?
When they ain't giving none.
And I was giving them a spot. This is the same shit we talked about with Jesse James.
This is the same shit.
This is what it is. We ain't giving no motherfucking shorts. We ain't taking no shorts. We ain't getting no early buyouts. None of that. But you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they hold us to the same accountability. We owe one of them.
Oh man,
they gonna hound us for it.
No, they don't. They don't hold us to the same accountability. If I did that shit, if I did anything that any motherfucker that I paid the punk out to, nigga, I'd be really cool.
Crucified.
Don't nobody even know that I got damn near $5,500 free money and didn't raise nobody. They ain't talking about that shit. But if I'd have paid the punk out, if I would have paid somebody a punk out, if I'd be raised, I'd be talked about and crucified, nigga.
Like a dog.
Man.
All up and down. You'd be drugged up and
Stop the bullshit.
Well,
I ain't take no money from A-Train. I told him let's push the
race. It's another lesson to be learned, man. You don't know your personnel. Stop doing that shit. Stop giving these motherfuckers. Because guess what? All they're going to say is he wouldn't give.
Fuck it. They don't deserve
to be on a flyer with you.
Hold up. Bodie from California. Bodie called me on Saturday, said the weather ain't looking good, and I said, hey, bro, it's all good. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
They on Facebook acting like I bagged out the motherfucking race.
That's why you have to listen. That's why you have to listen someday. When a motherfucker call you and say that, that's on y'all, man. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Stop being so fucking friendly.
Your call name unfriendly ghost.
Hey,
you
Trisha.
A friendly motherfucker.
Hey,
you got to change your call name to friendly friendly. Change your call name to friendly friendly.
Everybody get what they want out of me.
Change the call.
I ain't going nowhere. I know these niggas don't like me. I know these niggas hate on me.
This ain't about them niggas. This about you.
I want you to hear
fuck
this.
Them niggas,
I want you
man.
To hear this. It's even these niggas in Chicago. I love that shit. That's why I'm still here.
I know, Tate, but you're giving too much.
And a nigga waiting on you to downfall.
Tate, before you got on the phone, I told him you was wrecking the car. The niggas was saying get rid of the car. You get drunk, the niggas think he's talking to you out of a race. You get to the track, they want to toot their boot up, and shit, and they ain't got nothing to go with it. So you got to adjust some things, Tate. You really got to go in the mirror and adjust some shit.
Hey, Trigger. I'm
stop obliging this shit they asking you for. Stop getting.
Hey, Trigger. I'm going to say this, and I didn't say it before. I wouldn't be still racing if I wasn't competitive.
Hey, let me say this. You ain't racing. You just obliging to every fucking body. You ain't racing.
Yeah.
These niggas, you ain't racing. You just giving them what they want until they have enough, and it still ain't enough, and they're going to pay you off.
It's the same car. It's the same car that was running into that wall, though.
I said all this earlier, I wish you was on. You'd have heard me say it. I said all that. The same car. Some niggas lock you in.
That's a car plate. A motherfucker said yesterday, Big Eddie, I'm going to say it, Big Eddie talking about
the man got a fiberglass car. I put it on Facebook, nigga. I got a steel roof, steel quarter car, a G-body. Mm-hmm. There's no way in the world.
I wouldn't give a fuck if you had a feather car.
Hey, Trigger,
they not racing
Trigger,
you.
Trigger, would you let me talk? Trigger, let me
talk.
Yeah,
I will.
There's no way in the fucking world a nigga with a fucking all steel, not all steel, a steel roof and steel quarter car got no business fucking with these guys with fiberglass and carbon fiber cars. But I want to race them.
Hey, Tate, you ain't got no business explaining the car, your car to nobody. You ain't got no business explaining your car to nobody. You ain't got no business taking your car shirt off for nobody. Fuck them. Fuck how they feel. They want to race, they can race. If they don't want to race, get the fuck out of the way.
That's why I say this shit, this shit they got fucked up, man.
Like I said earlier, 90% of people are hoping that you race just to get your ass knocked off. But at the same time, they're going to undress your car to make it seem like you're not worthy of racing or you're lying about something. But if you quit talking to their ass about the unfriendly ghost altogether and say, nigga, you want to race or no, leave that shit at that. Because you're not getting nowhere by telling them the truth about your car because they still say you're lying. Who cares? Fuck them. Either you want to race or you don't. If you want to race or you don't.
Trigger, it definitely ain't getting nowhere. So all I'm saying is,
I've been watching
like
for
that.
4 years. It ain't getting nowhere. See, 4 years ago, your testing was on backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Say today, hey Trigger, dog just heard me say today. I'm coming over there to Darlington. I'm bringing the car over there. I'm just looking for a friendly action. Friendly, you ain't got to be mad at me.
You ain't got to tell him nothing about your car.
But don't like me, man. I'm just trying to give me a race over there, bro. Friday night.
Get to a race and don't tell them shit about your car. A motherfucker walk up and say, oh, I heard. Well, you heard what you heard. You want to race or not? Because that's wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting time. Because guess what? If I say
yeah,
wait a minute.
Tell me when he comes
wait a minute.
To Boston, he's going to get a race. He's going to get a race this week.
Because, Tate, if I say yeah, my car got dead, they're going to ask for the spot. Now they're going to ask for the spot. You got to stop that shit. They put you. Don't give a shit else. Either you want to race or you don't. That's it. You want to race or you don't?
Same way I told dog, and I'm not even being cocky. I just want to race. If
you want to race or you don't?
If you 5 inches smaller, nitrous, I will run you. If you if you got a car that's in Mike Hill shootout, I will run you. I don't care who you are.
Oh, shit.
I just want to race somebody.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
I just want to race somebody.
You ain't got to say shit else, Tate. Just sit back and see what color the wall going to be. You ain't got to say shit else.
I don't want to come to Darlington because I know Bigfoot, and I'm going to throw them on blast. I know they're going to pay the punk out money anyway.
Hey, Tate. Next time that man race you, he going to race you, man. Be ready for the fuck stuff.
Man, please. Hey, Trika. Trika, me and you is trunk tight. Don't do that. Man, you're going to fall out if you believe in them niggas. Them niggas ain't going to do shit. I told Joe his word ain't shit in that staging lane because he told me his word wasn't shit. Joe ain't going to do shit. If I race somebody on fucking Friday, or if I make a good pass on it on Friday, that's why they only want to lock in $1,000. You know what I've been locking their ass in for $3,500 and $2,500. I don't lock them in for no fucking $1,000. I just locked it in because, listen, hear me good. Only reason I locked Joe and them in for 1-on-5 because I want to come that bad. I would have never locked them in for no fucking $1,000. It's going to be 3-on-10 or 5-on-5. Joe is going to pay me the punk out every time I show up on racetrack with him.
Not the cash out.
And I'm keeping it 100. Joe never gonna pay me the punk out money every fucking time we show up. So now I know I got a free $1,000 when I get there. But that ain't even enough to get me there. So now I'm looking for a race on Friday. I'm looking for a race on Friday. And I ain't bullshit.
So Tate, where you racing Joe?
Any motherfucker that want to race Friday night just because I got Joe locked in for a soft ass 1-on-5. Anybody want to lock in Friday night, 5-on-5 or 1-on-5, head the fuck up, nitrous. You know what, fuck it.
Hey, your phone sound like you're underwater.
Hey, Ryan, you see him, Ryan? Yeah, put the phone in the water because here you go, ready to give up some shit. Stop saying fuck it. We done talking about it. 1-on-5, 3-on-5, 5-on-5. That's it. That's it. Ain't no fuck it. Don't say fuck it. Don't say fuck it because then you're going to go to getting up shit. We ain't giving shit else up. Don't give shit else up. That's it.
Hey, Trick.
I know it's Mother's Day. You've been drinking. I'm going to stop you when I see you fucking up from now on out. Fuck that. Leave that extra shit alone. Let they ass come get it. They wanted that bad, come get it. Come get it.
I'm not driving 14 hours to sit around on Friday and not get it.
You better not. And driving damn, and pulling the damn trailer way down there. Shit, no. You got to be sick of that shit. That's sick. That shit, I'm sick of that shit. And I ain't even driving or sitting or what.
Hey, Trika, and I'm telling you this. It don't got nothing to do with me saying or trying to be a bad motherfucker. I'm trying to race somebody. That's all I want to do.
Exactly.
I want to race
somebody. Exactly.
The baddest motherfucker.
And because guess what? Because guess what, Tate? You've done everything except that. You know why? Let these motherfuckers play too much, man. Fuck them. Yeah, fuck that. Don't let them play no more. Don't let the motherfuckers play on your flyer no more next to the unfriendly ghost. The bitch don't deserve to sit next to the unfriendly ghost unless they pay what they weigh. Unless they pay what they weigh.
I'm gonna start fucking calling names, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
man.
Oh, shit.
It's
we gonna give him one more week, Tate. We gonna give him one more week, Tate. Cause you've been drinking. We gotta do this shit when we sober.
Oh,
leave
man,
that shit alone.
It's open.
Tate, we're not doing this shit tonight. Tate, not tonight. Not tonight. Cause you get the drinking and you go to giving up shit. No. No.
Why is it hot? I'm trying to get fucked up. Or fuck somebody else up. I'm not saying fuck everybody. I'm just trying to get a fucking dancing partner. That's
right.
Oh,
but
man,
they ain't trying to dance. They want to dance for real tonight because you've been drinking, and we gonna stop that shit. We ain't doing no more lock-ins drunk.
That's good, Julio.
Them motherfuckers gonna have to get us sober.
Because
a motherfucker really don't want to race, Tate. Motherfucker want to play in your face because you've been drinking. So we're going to have to stop that shit. You have to put a stop to all this dumb shit.
Hey, listen. Because
it's cool when they do it.
I ain't going to change my man tomorrow.
I'm sick of motherfucker running with it. All they do is run the other way. I'm sick of that shit.
Hey, Trika, I ain't going to talk to you tomorrow.
You sound like you part of the camp, but Trika, you sound like you part of the camp.
Oh, man. Hey, I sent Tate my little $2. He sent me $4 back.
Okay. Trika. Okay. I ain't gonna call tomorrow and say I ain't mean that. I
know you ain't gonna say it. However, we gonna make sure we are 100% on the one when we do this.
Man. I ain't bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey,
and we gonna start begging these niggas too.
I'm trying to get a race for Friday night, man.
You want a race or you don't?
Yeah.
I would ask
smaller.
Hold on, Ryan.
Hey, listen. I'm trying to get a race this Friday night, man.
You're a motherfucking
fake. 5 inches smaller. Any motherfucker that's in the shootout or any of that, like, I'm just trying to get a little race, man. God damn. That's it. I got to come 14 hours over there. I don't want to sit around all day Saturday waiting on Joe Lewis. Joe Lewis is the softest motherfuckers, in my opinion. They going to pay the
price.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man, not the cash
out. If I make a shakedown Friday, they not going to race me on Saturday. I know that already. That's why I want to.
You know what I'm dealing with, don't you?
I'm going to tell you again. That's why I wanted to lock them in 3-on-10. Because I already know if they see
and
me
then,
making
and then they
say
you trying to buy the race and then you brought it down for them. You got to stop that shit, Tate.
I brought it down for them.
You got to stop. You got to stop.
No,
you got to stop.
That's how bad I be wanting.
This
hey,
shit don't give you no brownie points,
Trika.
Though, because now you finna drive 14 hours for $1,000.
Who else you looking for out there?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Trigger, let me ask you something. Was I supposed to just let him go? Was it?
Yes.
You think I should just let him go?
Yes.
I should let him make it. I should let him.
Let him go. Let him go to their money right. That ain't no money.
My
that ain't goddamn money.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I called two motherfuckers, man. I said, man, it's killing me to accept this shit for 105. It's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing me. And I said, they said, man, do you really want to go? I said, man, I want to go bad than a motherfucker. They said, well, shit, you got to accept it.
So well, if you don't, if shit. You was, so Tate, if you're going anyway, and you want to go anyway, that ain't nothing to really lock in. It's all right. I'm telling
that's
you,
why, that's,
moving
that's
forward,
why I locked it in.
Moving forward. I don't give a damn if you go to the moon and people say they're going to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come down off your rate ever
don't
again.
Don't do it no more. Because I tell them all the time, my elevator don't go down. My elevator, it go up.
You got to stop.
Oh,
like, that motherfucker hit the down
when
button and it came. Shit. That motherfucker came down to the ground.
Because listen, every time we locked in, we just was locked in 2,500 on 10,000. And then
mm-hmm.
now the man going to say, you trying to buy a race.
Oh,
well,
man.
All that is to play on the flyer to get them some exposure to look
mm-hmm.
like somebody. You got to stop bringing your elevator down and pick their ass up. Make them motherfuckers climb the ladder to get in.
Sound like a little Donald Trump action.
You did fuck up, because guess what, Tate?
And
nobody ain't even looking forward to the race. Ain't nobody looking forward to that race, I swear.
No, they ain't looking forward to it no more. Mm-hmm. Y'all fucked up. I thought I fucked
they
up.
Say, they say, people
I,
saying nah. Ty, here we go with this bullshit again.
Hey, Trinka, but I thought I can get another race on Friday, but
mm-hmm.
now... I can't even get a raise on Friday. I don't understand it.
Well, just stop getting on here scaring people. Just do this. Do what I'm going to tell you to do.
I'm not trying to scare nobody.
The fact that you being on here,
mm-hmm.
they scared. Because the moment you hang up, they're going to tell you they want to lock. They're going to tell all us they
want
to lock you in.
I didn't want to race, man.
Dog, hey, Tate, listen to me. You a bad motherfucker. Ain't nobody finna come on here with all that shit with you.
Don't say that. No. Don't you never say that no more. Don't say that. That's a problem.
See, dog, you see, he agree with me. He agree with me, dog. You see?
I don't want to be. Nope.
He
want to
race.
I don't want to be.
He don't
want to
be a
mad
motherfucker. He
want
to race. Exactly.
I don't
want to
be a mad motherfucker.
XCCLY. Exactly.
I want you to dog, call the people that they say a bad motherfucker. That's what you do. Call
mm-hmm.
them. I want to run them.
Who else the heavyweights, Ryan? Because you say we can't take the heavyweight status from nobody. So tell me who a heavyweight is so we can call them. Who another heavyweight? Brother D, who another heavyweight? Because you was the one, too, saying
man.
That shit. We can't take the heavyweight status because. So give me a heavyweight,
it's
Brother D,
cars.
That we can call.
Hey, listen. Hey, Trinka. There's too many cars that got a whole lot more respect than my car that's going to be there.
Man, fuck that. I need Brother D to give me a name because we can't take the heavyweight status. So all Carl got to do is give me a name. And I'm going to call him.
Mm-hmm. Lord, have mercy.
Leave Brother D out this year. We don't want him coming around.
No. He in this shit because he the one told me I can't take the heavyweight status. So we're going to leave their ass heavyweight to see if they go against a heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Let Brother D stay over there. He being mad, but leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to leave him alone then. Ryan, you got one? Oh, okay.
Hey, dog.
Cricket.
Dog, who you want me to run over there, dog?
Who you got,
dog? Who you want me to run over
there? I'm going to stay out of this here because I ain't going to get cussed out tonight.
Oh, man.
But I done got three texts with the same motherfucker, but I'm not saying it because I'm not going to get cussed out.
Dog, who you want me to run?
Send me the text, dog. I said, I ain't gonna get cussed out because I'm gonna hang up.
Trinka.
Yeah.
But listen, fuck it. Dog,
Man,
you
don't
hear
post
you.
You don't post some. You don't post something that Julio on the phone, Tate? God damn.
I don't want to race. I'm just saying.
Hold on, Tate.
Hey, guess what, dog? They can be about three. I already got to come over there.
Tate. I got it, Tate. Uh-oh. They done text me on the inbox.
Shit.
Hold on. Let me make sure
mm-hmm.
the names match because I got a text and the inbox.
Oh, shit.
So they say.
Read it verbatim.
See, and this team may not agree, and that's fine. However, the people
mm-hmm.
say they want to see you run Sweetness.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Not the Sweetness.
I'm glad I ain't getting that car.
Oh, man, not the Sweetness.
I'm glad I ain't getting that car. I ain't getting that car. That bitch ain't got no dough.
Got
shaved over.
Two inboxes and a text, and all three on the same name.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Like I say, hey, guess what? It ain't got me for a lot of money. I'm already
mm-hmm.
locked in with Bigfoot.
I'm
open. Friday night, then what I'm gonna do, dog? I'm coming over there, and I'm doing charity. Fuck it. If you 5 inches smaller, listen what I'm saying. If you 5 inches smaller, or you in the shootout, and you want to grudge race on Friday night. Yes, on a test pass or whatever, I'm open to whatever you want to run.
That's included Sweetness. You're talking about that's included Sweetness. That's included Sweetness.
Hey, Trigger. Did you just hear what I said?
I heard you, but
Trigger.
I told you specifically your name. I want to know if that name is included. That's all. I just want to know if that name is included because you're telling me. You're giving me.
Anybody.
I hear you saying anybody. I hear you saying anybody. However,
on
I hear you.
Night,
hey,
I
listen to me.
I was getting that car. I was not getting that car.
I'm just asking: is Tate include? Is Sweetness included in that?
Anybody that wants to run this on Friday for their much, I don't even have no maximum. Or minimum.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to grudge race on Friday, I will race you on Friday night. That's it.
Do that include Sweetness? Do that include
anybody
Sweetness?
On the property? Anybody on the property? Anybody on the property?
Oh man, not, does that include
not
Sweetness?
Not
Diabetes?
Not in diet. We like to party.
Oh Lord.
Hey,
dog.
Hey, Trigger.
But I'm on mute. I told y'all I was getting that car. It got shady doors on it. I'm not getting that car. You're going to get me close.
It ain't even about the money. Hey, I'm coming over there to race. It ain't even about the money no more. I'm coming
mm-hmm.
over there to race here for you people. So the money is out the equation. Throw it out the window.
Get it, Trigger.
Ain't no cap on 10 or better.
I hear you, Tate, but does that include Sweetness?
Hey, Trigger, I don't know what you're thinking. Hey, Trigger.
Let me mute my phone. Hey, dog, do you got that? Dog, call Vendetta up. I love Vendetta already.
Can we call Sweetness?
Oh shit!
Oh, we see dog. Y'all hear me? Can we call Sweetness?
Hey, Trigger. I want to raise somebody on Friday. Man. That's all.
Oh my God, I hear you. But can we call Sweetness instead of Vendetta?
Y'all can call who you want to call. I'm saying I want to raise somebody.
But you going to lock them in if they get on the phone.
Yeah. Anybody get on the phone right now, 5 inches smaller, or in that shootout, which is, I don't know what the rules is or whatever. If they're
mm-hmm.
in that shootout for the points, anybody in the shootout with the points, I lock them in right now Friday night. Anybody. I don't give a fuck what it is.
So can we call
mm-hmm.
Sweetness?
Mm-hmm.
If they're in the shootout?
I don't know.
Then I just told you, if they're in the shootout, yes.
Is Herb on here?
Anybody?
Hey, Herb, you on here, Herb? Where you
oh,
at?
Oh, man. Not Herb the ruler.
Hey, Herb. Get your ass.
I don't want it to be conversation, man. I'm coming 14 hours.
Get in here, Herb.
That's it.
Where you at?
I'll meet you on I-40, man.
Dog, unmute her. Get him in here. Get in here, Herb.
Mm-hmm.
Get in here. Need to holler at you right quick. Get in here. Hurry up. I'm about to go to bed. Hurry up now.
I don't know. Hey, Cowboy, y'all might go. I don't know if it is a shootout or not. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
Cowboy and
Tree,
man, they better not move when I come over there. They better not move.
Damn,
oh,
him,
shit.
Mercy.
Uh-oh. Yeah, okay. Oh, shit.
Lord,
I'm
going to
mute now, dog. Now I'm out here.
I ain't even starting this shit tonight.
Cowboy, Trigger Man, them better not even have no car over there to fuck with me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm coming that goddamn far, dog. They better not have no car over there nowhere near to fuck with me.
Oh, man.
I'm serious. I'm serious about that.
Hey, Tick, we have Keisha over there. We want you to bring Ryan over there.
Oh, shit.
You got 1-1 with that motherfucker.
No, we want to head up with Ryan.
Well, Ryan ain't going to be there. You got 1-1.
Okay. Okay, well, then we don't want that race.
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
it. Goddamn. Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Wait, I'm off mute. Wait.
Lord have mercy. I can see it.
My.
I can see the goddamn kitchen in the goddamn air. I'm cutting the kitchen over on the show.
Look like fog, huh? Look like fog.
Hey, dog. That shit had me so tight just now to roll my shirt up.
All I'm saying is y'all don't really be understanding. Like, y'all don't even really understand how this shit feel. Going
this man said a 1-1. God damn.
Y'all don't know how this shit feel.
You steady got your ass around your hand or not shit. Didn't I just ask you to stop that type of shit, though? I just asked you to stop that shit five minutes ago.
You're trying to get
your ass beat to sleep. You ain't trying to run. You need to stop. Yeah, you are. Tate, cut it out now. We doing too much now. Goddamn now. I'm here. Ryan,
yeah,
you ain't going to step in and tell him to cut it out. I'm going to fuck around
and tell him to stop it.
And
I'm stepping out my territory. I'm coming over there in A-Lane.
You trying to get beat to sleep. Leave them people. Leave them fine people alone,
there.
Tate.
Hey, Trika.
Leave them people alone, man.
I ain't been to Darlington in 10 years. I'm coming to the neighborhood.
Them people ain't bothering you.
Man.
Leave them folks alone.
Not Huntsville.
Can you find somebody that want to do something? I'm coming to their territory. But they
mm-hmm.
say,
can't,
they
don't, can't,
they
I thought you
Trika.
Said they can call, but can they call Sweetness?
They always say, Tate be ducking motherfuckers. Who I'm ducking now? Find
mm-hmm.
somebody in y'all area that wants some of this smoke. I'm looking for some smoke in Darlington.
It ain't my race.
It ain't my area. It ain't my home track. Or none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know the answer to this, here, Tate, but they keep sending me the same thing, and I didn't want to do it because I think y'all are talking. Hey, man, who got all the noise, man? Mute your phone so we can hear the show, man. Somebody check your line, guys, and tell these motherfuckers that ain't talking to mute their fucking phone, man. They keep on bringing up one name, man. They keep on sending me, stop the bitch. But I already told them, if you and Bobby, they ain't going to do it, y'all out. They said, stop the bitch.
Why they bringing up Salty Bitch? Salty Bitch already went public and said not even doing no grudge. See that's the whole shit. You got probably 20 other cars that's gonna be there, and they want me to run. I got a fucking car that don't nobody even respect, but they want me to run the top car. But that man already he ain't drawing on me. That man ain't drawing on me, and that man already said. They focus on the shootout. I said any motherfucker that's in the shootout or trying to grow his race or, you know what I'm saying? Step up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the lowest on the totem pole, as they say, but they want me to run the motherfucker at the top of the food chain. Make that make sense. Where them other where them other 20 motherfuckers at in the middle?
Well, you got a point there, Tate. You got a point there.
Hey, dog. No, I'm just saying. I ain't never made no top five, no top four, or none of that. Where them other 20 motherfuckers that they always sucking dick and pumping up on Facebook?
Oh, man, not to Johnsonville.
Oh,
where
shit.
They at? And I got a T-body.
Sucking dick.
Hey, dog. I got a fucking T-body. I got a G-body, man. Maybe it makes sense to me. I mean, I know I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I just went to high school. I graduated high school. I ain't going to college. But maybe it makes sense to me.
I told you. I ain't trying to start no shit tonight. I ain't starting no shit tonight.
But they say I duck. They say I duck everybody. They say, hey, listen, Bodie decided not to come, which ain't no problem with me. I didn't argue with the man. He motherfuckers tried to make it seem like I ducked the race. I ain't ducked a motherfucker.
Man.
I'm still coming to the goddamn race. They said I ducked the fucking race. How the fuck I ducked the race and I'm still going to be there?
Oh, shit.
Stupid motherfucker.
Lord have
mercy.
Every
that.
Race.
Somebody answer that.
Every race I lock in, dog, I ducked the race, but I'm the motherfucker still showing up.
Oh, shit. Got a point there now. Somebody answer that.
That's some whole shit.
Somebody answer that.
Name one race I locked in that I wasn't there. But I tried to get out of it. Name one.
Got
the last 2 years. Name one.
Got a point there now. Got a point there now.
But when the other motherfuckers don't make it, they say, oh, Tate was scared. He didn't want to
get
the race anyway.
It's cool.
Now,
it's cool when they do it. It's a problem
Jesse
when you
James
do it.
Jesse James won't be there. Jesse James won't be there.
Fuck Jesse James, too. If he get his ass there, he got work.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Train with an A-train. They said I was going to duck that race. So why would I lie? If I was going to duck the race at Bobby race, dog, you tell me this. If I was going to duck the race at Bobby race because we changed the time, why the fuck did I relock them back in? Oh, no, I didn't relock them in. I didn't do that. Let's straighten this out. I told him I didn't want his punk out money.
Let's
push it to my race. I don't want your money. I want to run you. Why would I do that if I'm ducking the motherfucker, dog?
Good point.
You ain't lying to it.
I could have took his punk out money. Hey, dog, I could have took his free punk out money and then played games with him down the road. I ain't want his motherfucking money with you fag-ass niggas that's worried about what the fuck Pink going to do and what he ain't going to do.
Damn.
I told him the money ain't no problem. That lockup money ain't no big issue to me, bro. I want to run you. Keep it up there. And let's get the fuck down.
Get it up there.
But they don't want, they ain't going to talk about that, though. They don't talk about that. That's my problem with this shit. That's my problem with this shit, dog. I ain't like, all I done been through in racing, this shit emotional. All I done been through with this fucking car. And I got the same car and all these fag-ass motherfuckers acting like I'm
the
motherfucker ducking somebody. When y'all act like I'm ducking somebody and y'all ducking me.
Hey,
all you motherfuckers that wanted to run that white motherfucker when it was running into the fucking wall. It was running into the wall.
Do people even know who in the fucking shootout?
No, he said anybody in the motherfucker. No. He said, but I'm just saying, like...
I know who your top four list is, but I'm just saying, who after your top four that's going to be in the shootout?
That ain't my discussion, Flop.
No, I'm asking,
No, I'm asking who are the
There's a whole laundry list.
Yo.
Why is it hard for a motherfucker with a G body to get a fucking raise in that fucking area? Why?
Somebody just texted me and said they remember somebody said nobody called Keisha. Y'all leave that shit alone. The man said he don't want that race.
Oh, that ain't gonna happen. That ain't
Listen, fuck the bullshit.
That's dumb.
Why is it hard for a man to have a fucking steel roof and steel quarter car to get a fucking race?
Stop doing all that now. Stop doing all that, Tate.
A whole nother
area. Fuck what you got. You can't get a race if you had the steel whole body.
That's my motherfucking problem. I'm the same motherfucker they talked about.
That was running into the wall. You're the same motherfucker that was going to the wall.
I ain't hitting that wall no more.
Hello?
That's all I'm saying.
So ain't.
My. But they get mad. Hey, Trigger, they get mad and say I'm aggressive. I ain't aggressive. I'm just trying to goddamn it hold my ground.
You're not aggressive, Tate. Don't let people tell you
that.
I'm trying
to hold my ground, sweetheart.
I'm just standing your ground, man.
I'm standing my ground. I ain't bagging up for no motherfucker. I ain't going to do it. And can't no motherfucker. All you got, if a motherfucker don't get on the side of me to make me back down, why the fuck would I back down? I've been the same motherfucker for the last 3 years.
You better not back down. You be a damn fool.
You gotta know when to hold them, know when to hold them.
Hey, I don't see nobody. They should step up, but I know that about the top four or five, it's some situations there. Like I said, I know he won't run south for whatever the reason he said. Jesse James ain't coming. Bobby Cole is his teammate. I think Randy Moss going through the stuff about the funeral or the loss of Big Chris.
Right.
He got Deja Vu
right.
locked in. He got Deja Vu
right.
locked in. So, goddamn, who else after that, dog? He don't cover most of the top five.
Hey, Flock. You just left Bobby Cole race. It's way more than them guys.
Yeah, I know you got blood pressure.
It's guys in the area. Like I say, I ain't just focusing on certain motherfuckers. You got Panda fucking whatever the fuck they call that car. You got the Panda car. You got Vendetta. Man, I'm coming to that area, bro. I'm trying to race a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Find me a race for Friday. If they 5 inches smaller or fit any of the rules that Mike Hill got or whatever. I might even take a gamble, though. I ain't lying. I get over there, I might fucking take a gamble. Black gold, I try to holler at them. You know what I'm saying? I'm waving the call back. Ain't nobody.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
I'm coming
about
to a whole other fucking town.
Yeah.
I'm coming to a whole fucking other town.
Yeah.
If the money is a problem, fuck it. We're going to lower the bid to 5,000 or maybe 3,500. I don't give a fuck.
God damn.
I'm trying to raise somebody over there. I'm trying to raise somebody over there Friday night. I'm trying to raise somebody Friday night.
Damn. I'm like Kimo now. God damn.
Y'all can take that shit for whatever it's worth. I'm just showing y'all the difference in the motherfucker who ain't trying to go and the motherfucker that's trying to go.
Yeah, you damn sure doing that, man. Goddamn show doing this. Go down in the goddamn lower. I'm going to have to goddamn try you with your daughter. Hey, shit. Goddamn.
No, you tell me with your daughter. You bring your ass over to your daughter. I'm going to get your ass a break for 3,000.
No, you can take that dog for you now.
Yeah. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't draw me. He didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't draw me.
No, I ain't draw him. Hey, Trika, I ain't bullshit.
I know. I'm just calling some shit now.
He's trying to raise. He said he's trying to raise.
If you come over this shit, started, he going to get you.
I could, you know what I'm saying?
No, leave shit at home.
I try to get Bigfoot to lock in for fire.
If Allen B texted me, I'm going to snap the fuck out of him. I know this Allen B better not be texting me. So.
They was dropping
I don't think so.
So, Trika.
I don't think
so. Now
the new Joseph Wales ain't going to be there, though. I don't think. The new Joseph Wales, I don't think, going to be there.
Oh, well, shit. Joseph Wales ain't going to pick their car apart, but shit, they ain't. Shit, I say it. 5 inches smaller, motherfucker.
You don't want none of those shit, do you?
Say, say.
I said, hey, dog, you heard what
say.
The fuck
I got
said.
I got you.
They got that. I keep getting text messages that you avoiding the sweetness conversation. We asked specifically about sweetness. They want you to have an answer.
Oh, Lord.
If sweetness men want to run to me, they don't want to run to me. I'm going to say it publicly.
Oh, okay.
They don't want to run me. I will run them. They don't want to run me.
That's the only thing stopping is because they don't want
to
run you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I just wanted to know.
Got it.
That's all you had to say.
I will run
them.
If they want to race, they don't want to run me. They made it public.
But last you heard, they ain't want to race.
I'm not into trying to debate and fight about a race. I don't want to do that with them no more. I don't want to do that with nobody. That's what I'm saying it now, in a nice way. Anybody that wants to race, I'm open to race. That's why I say anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to race.
I'm already coming anyway.
I'm coming for Bigfoot soft ass anyway. So I'm saying it ain't got to be for no big ass pot. Let's just race. If a motherfucker can't respect that and honor that, then I don't know what to tell y'all. It ain't even about the pot no more. You know what I told Bobby today? You know what I told, hey, dog,
what I told
Bobby today?
No, sir.
I'm going to tell you some real shit. I said if they was going to steal race, crush your car, the Randy Moss car, and because we was in that staging lane ready to race, and the mics went out, and that was the last thing he wanted to do, I'll do that race for free, dog.
Right on.
Hey, dog.
Tribute.
On everything, a tribute, I'll race that car for fucking free. And it ain't got to be my race. I don't care who races. That was just something on my heart said, that's what that man wanted to do.
Right.
I do that race for fucking free, bro. On everything. For free.
Right.
That's because I know that's what the fuck he wanted to happen.
Mm-hmm.
People got to stop taking all this personal shit out of context, man. Like, we all supposed to be family, and it started out like that, but now people are making this shit personal. This shit ain't personal. If you got a race car, you built the car to race. It's a race car. So why do you get mad when somebody want to race you?
Got a point there,
we need to
get away
from that shit, man. You whoop my ass, dog. You ain't never seen me get my ass whooped, and I be mad at nobody. I lose my gambles. I don't be mad at nobody. This shit shouldn't be personal, man. How did it get personal to the point where you don't want to? Trey put a post up. Daniel was said something to Trey, and he said he don't get a race up. Like, that bothers me. Like, I ain't did nothing to Trey. I ain't did shit to Mike. I ain't did none of them, but talk shit. They talk shit to me. It shouldn't get to the point where now it's personal because it's just a race. Ryan trying to race Chuck
Chi-Town Most Wanted is who I race with. Ryan just got his car together, and Ryan not Chi-Town Most Wanted. Ryan, Chuck, Ryan done raced him 3 times over the last, in the last 4 or 5 years. He ain't raced him in the last 2 years, dog, but he's raced him. But just because, just because I don't race him, do Ryan not supposed to race him, dog?
Oh, Ryan got a race car. He got a race car.
Exactly. How many times you and Tony Bass and y'all cool, y'all friends?
Yes, sir.
How many times y'all done race?
A million times. A million times.
So
that's right.
Why do these people keep trying to make shit personal? It's just a fucking race.
Hey, if I get anything close to his ass now, I run his motherfucking ass. Now, if I get anything close to him, I'm going to run his ass.
That's what we need to have a show about. You fag-ass motherfuckers that be on this fucking phone and on the internet, y'all niggas really don't want to see a race. Y'all worry about some bitch shit. Who cool with who? Who part of who? And who rolling with who? Nigga, do you want to see a race or don't you? Shut the fuck up and stay the fuck out the way. Let the fucking race happen.
Oh, so
that's right.
If you beat your friends, they make better friends.
That's right. That's true. That's true.
Shut the fuck up. You ain't part of what the fuck they got going on. You might not know what's going on, but you ain't got nothing to do with it. Shut the fuck up and bet how you want to bet. And the majority of the people, dog, that be in the middle of the bullshit, ain't gonna bet a motherfucking red.
Ain't gonna bet Lamb Manuel cent. Not Nathaniel.
Why the fuck is you gossiping like a bitch ass nigga or a hoe ass nigga worried about what a nigga do with their car?
Damn.
Oh Jesus.
How long
you been holding
that
in, Tate?
Then why
these people say it's personal? You done call them all type of bitch ass, hoe ass, fuck
ass. Yeah, because, hey, Tika, I done heard many people say, I raised my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
We shoot
you
dice
ain't they
together.
Mama. You ain't they mama, though.
We shoot dice together.
That's right. That's right.
We play cards and lose together.
You drink
that's
together.
Right.
What the fuck?
We drink together.
Cowboy bring me every time he play me.
Cowboy
bring me every time he play me.
And win or lose. That's what it's fucked up.
Ain't nothing but a race.
Ain't nothing but a fucking race.
That's all it is.
Ain't nothing but a race.
Yeah.
Hey, again, beat your friends and make better friends.
I raised, when I started racing, the nigga that worked on my car, his brother was drawing on me, and I raced him because I didn't like how he was talking to me. I didn't give a fuck because his brother.
All right, whoever got that woman back there, put the phone on mute. God damn it, go on there and put something in her mouth.
Oh, man.
Let's take
not to pacify
you. Wait till you finish talking. You take long.
Yeah. I ain't give a fuck. I don't care about your brother broken on my car. Nigga, you draw on me. Think I'm at your ass.
That's right.
Me
that's
home
right.
Race, I beat his motherfucking ass.
You got a point there.
Yes, sir.
Don't matter. Racing is racing, man. Gambling is gambling.
Time,
stop making this shit personal.
Only time Tony got mad at me, I borrowed his truck to get to the racetrack. I beat his ass. He took his truck back.
Oh, man.
He took his goddamn truck back.
No, how much?
Me and Skin like brothers. Man, me and Skin ride in the track together. As soon as I get out of my car, he didn't roll with me to take my car to the track. And
Y'all trying to take all your money and shoot dice.
Yeah, we shooting dice. We doing everything, man. Like another shit stop. These weak ass niggas, man. They take this shit personal, man. Stop it.
Oh, man, not the cotton swab racers.
Stop it, man.
Mm, mm, mm.
All you can do is racing
and it don't get no no altercation or none of that shit, we'll keep racing. Me and dog, you done called each other out. We done tried to race. We talked about racing.
Yeah.
And we still good. It's not no big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's just shit talking.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
These people making this shit personal, man.
Got a point there.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. I'm coming too far. Dog, get me fucked up. Can you get me fucked up over there Friday night? Get me fucked up. Fuck it.
I can't confirm it, but you're going to get fucked up. I got somebody to fuck you up.
Okay.
Get me fucked up. I can't confirm it, though, Tick. Well,
if
I ain't going to tell you to get fucked
if
up.
Jamie,
but you
if Jamie show up there with a, if Jamie show up there with a car, I'm going to be over his ass like five on shit.
Damn.
Jamie better not come there with a car.
Jamie ain't going to be taking them damn
tricks. That's a trigger, man.
We'll take the break from Keisha Tate. We'll take the break.
Hey, dog. If Jamie show up with that new car, Keisha.
Hey, we'll take the break with Keisha.
Nope, I ain't giving you that. You got one and one.
Okay. No, we don't need one and one.
You got one and one. He told me he's going to have that new car with us, Cowboy. If
that car was ready to take, you don't even have to ask us for a raise. Tate, we'll be calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
My.
Cock a doom doo. All right. Well, y'all, to be honest with y'all, we done fizzled out for the night, y'all. We done fizzled out for the night. So,
Hold on, dog. Let me call somebody, see if I get paper raid, dog.
Oh, shit.
Come see if I call
go ahead,
Black
Gold.
Hey,
Cowboy, hold up. Tell them what
Black
I'm saying
gold
now,
pump
dog.
Making, Cowboy. Black Gold pump making.
Black Gold pump
making. 5 inches below for anybody in the shootout. 5 inches below and anybody in the shootout.
Yeah, he in the shootout.
Black Gold in the shootout.
Oh, shit. Not the black gold.
You calling somebody, Cowboy? He said, fuck. He said, let's try black gold. But they ain't going to do nothing, though.
Lesser. Hey, Lesser. Hey, look, y'all going to be in the shootout? Saturn over there in Dallas?
Yeah, we're going to shootout.
Okay, y'all going to be in there with black gold?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so Tate, anybody who in the shootout want to run Friday night, he'll run them.
All right, I got to get in touch with them first. I ain't got in touch with them yet.
Less of them ain't going to step out there in that goddamn water.
Oh, man. Not the uncharted waters.
Watch and see.
I got two. I got to see what they say.
Hey, dog. If I bag down on anybody he call, I'm gonna give you a free.
Well, that's Lester McCain, man. I know.
I know that. Did I just say
that man's face? They ain't no bad. Them motherfuckers.
Your
ass
gonna
shit.
Be over there?
No,
they ain't gonna do shit. They nothing.
If I bag down on any fucking thing I said, motherfucker, I'll give you something.
All right, he got a check for it. That's why I was going to save some of this shit for tomorrow. By tomorrow, all them wolf tickets that were sold out there, if somebody want to buy them, we ought to know by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that shit. Somebody called me. Somebody called me.
They'll be on sale half price.
Dog, call me. I'm going to check.
They'll be done selling on the morning show. The morning show, I already have it.
Dog, call
don't
me.
Say,
I'm finna see.
Tate,
have
right
somebody call me, Tate.
Trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you passed your bedtime almost now. But, Tate,
oh, man.
Don't be all them wolf tickets you throwed out there. It's people on the back line now trying to get your ass tore up right now. They get together on the back line right now trying to get your ass tore up.
Oh,
hello?
Shit.
Hello? Who called me? Hello? Hello?
Trigger, you've been drinking too much.
What y'all want? They say somebody called me because Tate say lock in. Tate, you want to lock in Friday night, Tate? Shit. Hold on. Let me call and see if my driver going to be available. Give me five minutes. Hold on. We'll be right back. Give me a second. Let me see.
All right, Trick, you've been doing good tonight. You ain't got to do no more now. You can take a break now, Trick. We finna get out of here. You can take a break, Trick.
Call the driver for me.
Trust me, I'm telling you right now. But they got to get their shit together before they get them fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got on that maybe shit.
Hello?
You got it, boss.
Hello, somebody.
Hey.
Somebody call
hey,
me.
He got a hey dog. Mike got a bounty on Zombie head. He put that motherfucker on my head. I'm trying to get me.
Oh,
yeah, you know what? You got a point there. You got a point there.
Damn, good point.
Give me that motherfucking money. Give me that motherfucking money.
Damn, good point.
Give me that motherfucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Save it for tomorrow, Trick. I'm giving you. I throw you three hints to shut up the rest of the night. Save it for tomorrow. We'll either take care of that shit on the morning show. Or we'll come back here tomorrow night to see anybody take goddamn it offer. Because I know goddamn well there's a lot of motherfuckers over there frowning up right now. Because if I had a goddamn car and that motherfucker came on a national show and said the shit he said, if I got a fucking car, his ass would be locked the fuck in. I don't know what's wrong with all these scared motherfuckers. He telling the truth, though. If I got a goddamn car in his goddamn league and this motherfucker come on here and threaten me on a national show, shit, that bitch would be locked the fuck in. And it ain't about the money. It ain't that much money he's talking about. If he went all the way down to $3, $4,500.
It's a principle.
Went all the way down on the money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Principle of the thing.
That's what I'm saying. I got a motherfucker right now. He working hard as a motherfucker to get on Tate ass, but I can't confirm it. That's why I ain't saying shit. But the rest of these motherfuckers that got all pressure and let this motherfucker come on there and say all the shit he said tonight, they some pussy motherfuckers. They some pussy motherfuckers.
What is John Gotti?
Come on, man. We had a serious conversation.
Oh, okay.
John Gotti ain't did shit. He ain't did shit since he got out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
He got on pretty close, but goddammit, he got on pretty close, but that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, before we get any more trouble, before anybody else gets their feelings hurt, let's get the fuck on out here to tomorrow. I'm telling y'all, we'll pick it up tomorrow. So I'm finna tell y'all now. Good night. Trigger, good job, Trigger. Slow down a little bit.
You can watch that Dallas
so
OKC game.
Before we get any trouble, before anybody get their feelings hurt.
Well, yeah, because trust me, it's a lot of motherfuckers over there biting their lips right now. I see the bitches over there got their lips like a motherfucker, yeah? Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you over there again before I get out of here. If I had a fucking car in Tate category and that motherfucker over there talking all that shit, man, fuck a dick.